Power. I'm talking the kind of power that throws you back in your seat. Hmm? You deserve better handling, like the European-inspired suspension that sticks to the road like duct tape. That's what I'm talking about. So, how do you get everything you deserve? Drive me, the new Ford Focus.
More power, enhanced European suspension, Consumer Guide's Best Buy 4 years in a row. The new Ford Focus. It begs to be driven.
My company designs and builds offices for large corporations. After 10 years in business, I can handle just about any construction problem. But paying my bills on time, that's not always so easy.
Introducing the American Express Platinum Business Credit Card. It lets small business owners pay over time. There's no annual fee, plus you enjoy all the savings, services, and tools of Open, the Small Business Network. Apply now. Call 1-800-NOW-OPEN.
Paying over time? It helps me build my business.
Terms, conditions, and restrictions apply.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning, I'm Wayne Gilman. Witnesses are reporting a gunfight in Baghdad. They say masked insurgents and Iraqi forces waged a running battle in the streets near a square. At least two people are reported hurt. Witnesses say U.S. troops also joined the fighting. Meantime, some mortar rounds hit a neighborhood near the headquarters of the interim prime minister's party, injuring six people. A mortar also hit near a home used by the prime minister. He wasn't there at that particular time. Iraqi police also say they found a vehicle filled with explosives parked outside a mosque in Baghdad. They say the sports utility vehicle was loaded with about 1,600 pounds of explosive materials, including fertilizer, detonator cables, and artillery shells. Iraqi police say the explosives have been defused. An insurgent group in Iraq says they had kidnapped an Egyptian truck driver working in the country and released video to Al Jazeera television station of the man. The group is calling itself the Iraqi Legitimate Resistance. They said they took the man, identified as Mohammed Al-Sayed. The Egyptian was caught driving a truck of fuel for U.S. forces from Saudi Arabia. Iraq's interim government has announced new security laws aimed at cracking down on insurgents. The laws give Iraqi leaders a right to impose martial law in certain circumstances for limited periods of time in specific places. Iraq's justice minister tells reporters the laws might restrict some liberties, but Iraqi officials also say measures are in place to try to prevent human rights violations. President Bush is heading to North Carolina, which is now a hot state in the presidential contest. He'll make a public push for congressional action on his judicial nominees from the state. Today's visit was planned weeks ago, but it comes a day after Democrat John Kerry tapped North Carolina Senator John Edwards as his running mate. Bush plans to highlight Edwards' role in blocking one of his nominees, a chief judge of the Federal District Court for Eastern North Carolina. Democrats are hoping to make headway in Republican-leaning North Carolina with Edwards on their ticket. Bush easily won the state 4 years ago. Recent polls show him with a slight lead over John Kerry. Registered Democrats in the state of Pennsylvania outnumber the Republicans by more than 400,000 voters, but one would never know that based on President Bush's popularity in the state. Former presidential candidate Al Gore won Pennsylvania only by 5 percentage points 4 years ago. Because of that, both Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry and the incumbent are spending a lot of time in a Keystone State trying to sniff out that all-important swing vote. Odds are the state largely favors Kerry, but neither candidate wants to leave their support to chance come November. Kerry's concerned about recent polling information showing that most voters in Pennsylvania don't know the Massachusetts senator, even though he spent $5.5 million in campaign advertising. You're listening to Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman.
Hey, guys, don't let the weather get the best of you. Fight back and protect the value of your home with Duration Exterior Coating from your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Unlike other exterior paints, Duration protects in one coat, and it's guaranteed for as long as you own your home. And now, buy 4 or more gallons of Duration Exterior Coating and get 50% off your choice of any Werner ladder. And make the job easier with our new line of paint sprayers and pressure washers, too. Ask how. Ask now. Ask Sherwin-Williams. For a store near you, visit SherwinWilliams.com.
Mom, Mom, can you take me to Supercuts?
Excuse me? Since when do you care what you look like?
Seriously, Mom, I need a haircut.
Is it a girl? Oh, my Lord, you're already into girls. My little boy's growing up. Oh, soon you'll be in college.
Mom, I'm 7.
And then you'll marry this girl, who we haven't even met yet, and be a big corporate executive. Oh, you look so good in a suit.
Are you going to take me to Supercuts, or should I call a cab?
And you'll be bringing the grandkids on the
way. Let's face it, your kids are growing up whether you like it or not. That's why Supercuts promises to give them a look you'll both love, usually quicker than it takes to get them to brush their teeth.
Dad, can you take me to Supercuts?
Supercuts? Jeez, where's the time gone? I mean, you were just a little baby, and now you're in school, growing hair.
Supercuts. We know how it is.
With over 1,700 locations, it's never been more convenient to let Supercuts take care of you and your hair. Call 1-800-SUPERCUTS or log on to supercuts.com for a location nearest you. And while you're there, check out the latest episode of The Mop Squad.
Having trouble sleeping? Then listen to the experts. Over 25,000 doctors, chiropractors, and sleep clinics worldwide recommend the biggest breakthrough in better sleep, the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Call now for your free mattress sample at 1-800-611-9977. The Tempur-Pedic mattress works like no conventional mattress can. Its high-tech material contours to your body, relieving the pressure points that make you toss and turn. It erases aches and pains, even for people with back troubles. In fact, 92% of owners surveyed say their Tempur-Pedic bed is far superior to their old innerspring mattress, air or water bed. Judge for yourself. Call 1-800-611-9977 for a free sample of the Tempur-Pedic mattress material. You'll also get a free Better Sleep video and a 90-day trial offer guarantee. Want to sleep better? Listen to the experts and call Tempur-Pedic now. 1-800-611-9977. That's 1-800-611-9977.
Unfiltered.
Now, Ralph Nader has been writing to and leaving answering machine messages on people's at home answering machines.
Well, it started with Michael Moore. This whole, you're fap, people think you're fap and not listening to you.
Liz Winstead, Chuck D, and Rachel Maddow.
That has nothing to do with
Ralph Nader's message not resonating, Michael Moore's message resonating. You know what? Santa, it was big. We love Santa Claus. You just continue on with that hat and your girth, because I think it's great.
Unfiltered on Air America Radio.
Please tune back during broadcast hours. Please tune back during broadcast hours. Please tune back during broadcast hours.
They're not all united behind the same reason.
Yeah.
The Shiites may not have the same reasons for wanting the Americans out as the Sunnis do, but they do agree they want the Americans out. It's as simple as that.
And something we'll get to later is that this type of war, this multiple insurgent type of war, strategically has really never been won.
No. Speaking of, now the question is, who's going to win this election in November? November 2nd.
Kerry and Edwards.
Yeah, the Republican Party's reaction to John Kerry's selection of John Edwards as his running mate has all the earmarks of a campaign desperate to hold on to its incumbent.
They got nothing.
Almost immediately after Kerry made the announcement Tuesday, the GOP went on the counterattack. The Bush campaign has been running an ad featuring Arizona Senator John McCain, as I'm sure many people know. Despite the rancor of the 2000 Republican primaries between Bush and McCain, the party wants people to believe not only that they're the closest of friends, but that Edwards was the number two choice of the presumptive Democratic nominee behind McCain.
They got nothing.
Bringing McCain into the Bush reelection fold may make sense at first glance, but it was only 4 years ago that a smear campaign that many attributed to Bush was leveled against McCain. We're going to get into that a little bit later because it was ugly.
It's a weird thing, this attributing to Bush idea. So much has been attributed to Bush, but they do go out of their way to make the guy responsible for nothing.
Absolutely.
Oh,
they didn't do the smears. And believe me, these smears are racial, racist.
I got some of them.
And on their face, yeah, we're going to get into
okay,
that.
Right.
I mean, it's some real, real genuine ugliness. But, I mean, in addition to all of that, the Arizona senator has been a vocal critic of some Bush policies and has said while he'll back Bush, he will not be critical of either Kerry or Edwards. Republicans also slammed Edwards for his lack of experience. Again, a questionable tactic from a campaign whose president was just as inexperienced 4 years ago. They're also focusing criticism on Edwards' career as a trial lawyer. This comes, of course, as the Senate takes up a floor debate on tort reform. We're going to have someone who knows something about tort
reform. Editorial producer for our very own show, Dan Patchman,
who knows about this because it makes my head hurt. But he's very knowledgeable.
He's a former bioterrorist project coordinator for Chicago for the Chicago Medical Society and the son of Lyndon Lewis Patchman.
Meanwhile, Democrats were quick to fall in line behind the Kerry Edwards ticket. The candidates met in Pittsburgh Tuesday night, and they're planning a multi-state tour beginning today in Ohio. The Republicans weren't the only ones rushing TV ads on the air. Here's the Democrats' ad for the Kerry Edwards ticket.
Juan is a combat veteran with over 30 years of experience handling the toughest issues facing America. The other is the son of a mill worker who all his life has stood up for ordinary people against powerful interests. Today, they're a new team for America, with a plan to make us stronger at home and respected in the world. John Kerry and John Edwards, President, Vice President, Kerry Edwards, a new team for a new America.
I'm John Kerry, and I approve this message.
You know, I've got stuff here that the Bush... You know, when the Bush campaign was in full swing, the stuff they said about McCain, I've got a point-counterpoint on John Edwards, the accusations from the GOP, and the response to those accusations. We're going to go into that afterwards. We've got Dan Pashman, the son of Lyndon Lewis Pashman, coming on to talk about tort reform and a lot more on Air America Radio.
Intelligent people live everywhere. People like you and me, interested in art, film, politics, and culture. So why doesn't Hollywood think so? Hi, I'm Larry Meistrich, founder of Film Movement and producer of films such as Sling Blade and You Can Count on Me. More importantly, I'm a busy father of three who lives in the suburbs. Most quality independent and foreign films don't open in a theater near you, especially if you live outside of New York or Los Angeles. Should you be culturally punished for having a backyard? I created Film Movement for anyone who wants to see films other than the blockbusters playing at your local multiplex. Each month, subscribers to Film Movement receive a new film to own on DVD by signing up at AirAmericaRadio.com. It's like getting the best of Cannes and Sundance delivered to your door each month. Subscribe through AirAmericaRadio.com and receive one of my favorite films, O.T. Our Town, for free. O.T. Our Town is a documentary about the power of education in America. It is a film that deserves to be seen by everyone. Choose to see films that matter. Subscribe to Film Movement today at AirAmericaRadio.com and help support Air America.
Attention, students, graduates, and parents. You could cut your student loan payments in half with the federal low interest rate programs available from College Loan Corporation. Thousands have already done it, and now you too can cut your federal student loan payments up to 50% or more. Call 1-800-CLC-1979 anytime, 24/7. College Loan Corporation will help you refinance your college loans and lock in federal interest rates as low as 2.63%, the lowest rates in nearly 40 years. If you are not taking advantage of this program, you could be paying twice as much as everyone else. It's easy to apply. There is no credit check, no hoops to jump through, and in just minutes, you'll be on your way to locking in the lowest rates in decades. Let us make this a reality for you today. Call 1-800-CLC-1979. It's the smartest call you can make. Call College Loan Corporation today at 1-800-CLC-1979. That's 1-800-CLC-1979.
Hello from Athens, Greece, folks. Now, if you're a big sports fan like me, this is the place to be. They've got them all. Take fencing. My sword of choice is always the foil over the saber and épée. You've got to see it. That's why Connell Lodge and Roadway Inn Hotels have created the Wake Up a Winner sweepstakes. You could win a trip to the big events in Athens. To enter, visit choicehotels.com, or every time you stay at a Connell Lodge and Roadway Inn Hotels this summer, you'll get a game piece with a chance to win hundreds of prizes and discounts off your next stay. Wake up a winner. To book, call 800-4-CHOICE or go to choicehotels.com. Well, I'm off to rhythmic gymnastics, where it always comes down to who nails the tightest ribbon snake. Choice Hotel. We'll see you there.
No purchase necessary. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Promotion runs June 7th through August 29th, 2004. For official rules and how to enter without purchase, visit choicehotels.com.
Carrie and Edwards, 2004. Mark Maron here with Mark Riley.
Hey!
It's morning's edition on Air America Radio. We're one of the few shows that isn't on vacation. You know why? Because we care. We were here for the breaking news.
That's right.
For the for Dick Gephardt, vice presidential candidate. Dick Gephardt, according to the Post is sticking to their story.
You only had a quarter yesterday.
They don't care what anybody says. You know what I mean? They're not going to take responsibility for being a mistake. They're going to wait for the country to catch up. They're not taking responsibility. In the studio now, like one of the criticisms in the studio now is, I'll introduce him in a minute. One of the criticisms of John Edwards is that he's a friend of trial lawyers, and the Republicans make that sound like a bad thing, right? They say, you know, that he's an ambulance chaser. Well, the truth of the matter is, the highlight of John Edwards' legal career was a personal injury lawsuit against the manufacturer of defective pool drain that sucked the guts out of a young girl, all right? A drain, he seriously injured a 5-year-old Valerie Lakey in 1993. Most of her in, okay, yeah. So, yeah, okay. Edwards' firm turned down all offers of settlement from the company. Edwards pressed the case forward until he secured a $25 million award from the jury, the largest personal injury award in North Carolina history. Because that was justice. Now, what, I don't think a lot of people, myself included, Mark Riley is also going to get an education from our editorial producer, Dan Pashman, who's had extensive, you know, experience in researching at least tort reform.
Hands on.
As the bioterrorism project coordinator for the Chicago Medical Society, also the son of Linda and Lewis. Could you explain a little bit, you know, what how the Republicans are demonizing this and what is really going on?
Wait a minute, you didn't say good morning.
Good morning, Dan Pashman.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning, Dan Pashman.
Thank you for having
Thanks
me.
Thanks for being here.
I'm
as
a,
always.
I'm a big fan of the show, guys. You're doing a great job.
Thanks a lot, man. Thanks a lot. I appreciate you being here.
Sure.
It was great of you to come in from the hallway in the other room.
Anytime. Although I wasn't sure who was going to get me out of the green room.
Yeah. You.
He let himself in here. Right.
Dan Pashman, you have 2 minutes. I'm Dan Pashman. I'll be in the studio.
Right. No, I mean, it's definitely a big issue, and you're absolutely right. The Republicans are trying to spin it in that direction, that John Edwards is a big evil man for using frivolous lawsuits. But in reality, what's happening is that Republicans are trying to protect large corporations, HMOs, insurance companies from having to pay out when they do things like create pool drains that suck intestines out of little girls.
Right.
And, I mean, look, are there some lawyers out there who are bad lawyers who abuse the system? Of course. There are some doctors out there who are bad doctors.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think that both of those sides could probably do better to police themselves better.
Yeah.
But the fact is that I think that we have plenty of history to show us that when you leave a lot of these corporations to their own devices, then they're going to find a way to capitalize upon that lack of oversight.
Without taking into consideration the human factor, human safety or human health or global health or, you know, any environmental health, anything.
Absolutely.
Right.
And one of the protections that we have as citizens mm-hmm. against that abuse is the courts.
Right.
Is to sue.
Right.
And a lot of doctors in this country have become Republicans in recent years because their biggest issue is that the cost of their malpractice has skyrocketed.
My father, you know, complains about that all the time, that they that you can't afford it. He literally can't go back into practice because malpractice insurance is so high.
Absolutely. When I worked at the Chicago Medical Society, I heard those stories from doctors on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
And I have no doubt that there's a serious crisis out
right.
there for doctors, but the issue is what's causing that crisis.
Okay.
All right. Now, doctors have been spoon-fed this argument from the insurance companies that it's the lawyers, it's the lawyers, it's the lawyers.
Mm-hmm.
And they just have sort of bought it hook, line, and sinker.
Right.
And the fact is that every objective study that has been done on this issue has shown that tort reform will not reduce malpractice insurance for doctors. The only studies that say that tort reform will
yes.
help malpractice insurance are studies that have been commissioned by insurance companies.
Okay, so they're a little stilted.
Right, right.
Now, the cost of the actual cost of malpractice payouts as far as the percentage of the whole money expended
right.
you know, for healthcare is very low. Right?
Well, exactly. And I mean, Bush is trying to make the argument that, you know, look, healthcare is a big issue in this campaign, right?
Mm-hmm.
Americans are concerned that they don't have enough healthcare, that they can't get proper care. And it seems to be Bush's strategy to blame a large part of the high cost of our healthcare in this country on the lawyers.
Which is crazy.
It's a total sham.
Right.
Okay, the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office said that malpractice fees account for 2% of healthcare costs in America.
That's nothing.
Right.
That's nothing. But, you know, it dawns on me, Dan, as you're talking, that what the Republicans are trying to do is make it sound like John Edwards is keeping Mark Maron's father from practicing medicine.
Absolutely.
And is that true?
I'm afraid that's not true.
Oh, good, good, good. Okay.
Report,
I'll call my dad.
Right. No, you're absolutely right, Mark. That is what they're trying to say, and that is what a lot of doctors have been led to believe. After working with doctors, I almost feel sorry for them because, look, doctors have their hearts in the right place. They want to treat their patients. They want to make people better.
Right.
They want to heal sick people.
Right.
And they are not by nature political animals. Okay. So they have accepted this argument without really looking at the facts. They've just accepted it.
Well, talk about the insurance companies a little bit. I mean, how are they?
Well, exactly. The insurance companies, like any large company, they invest a lot of their money. Mm-hmm. All right. And during the Clinton years when the economy was great, the market was strong, the insurance companies wanted to invest a lot of money to make more money. And in order, one way they do that is to lower their premiums to get more customers.
Mm-hmm.
And so they get more customers, infusion of cash, put the money in the market, and when the market tanks, someone's got to pay.
Right.
And so they jack up the premiums. And I think one very telling fact is that malpractice insurance rates have also skyrocketed for lawyers.
Right. Because of the same thing, because of insurance companies' bad investments.
And if you look over the last 30 years, there's little or no correlation between malpractice insurance rates the doctors pay and legal settlements and payouts. There's a much stronger correlation between malpractice rates and the stock market.
Mm-hmm. We're talking to Dan Pashman, an editorial producer of our show and former bioterrorist project coordinator for Chicago Medical, for the Chicago Medical Society.
Don't forget the last part.
Oh, I'm sorry. And the son of Linda and Lewis Pashman.
That's better.
But the thing is, like what you're saying now, the thing is really dangerous. Obviously, the criminals are the insurance companies because, like, as they get more strapped financially, if the investments go bad, they raise the premiums. And also, they are now, because they are in collusion with hospitals through HMOs, basically the insurance company is running the healthcare provider as well in some cases.
Absolutely.
So if those investments go bad, they're going to watch their bottom line and stop doctors from performing properly because the bottom line is more important than effective healthcare.
Absolutely.
All right. So the real criminals are not the lawyers, they're not the doctors, they're insurance companies, and the insurance industry is one of the biggest lobbies in the world, and they own a lot of Republican candidates.
Right, and what's interesting is
or senators and congressmen, sorry, not candidates.
Absolutely, and I think that the Republican Party is really kind of taking advantage of the doctors
mm-hmm.
in that they say, hey, we can get a few bucks in campaign donations, get a few votes from these doctors, but in reality, Bush and the Republicans only care about the insurance companies.
Right.
Doctors do not have a powerful lobby at all.
And through that insurance company, through the HMO system, they care about the pharmaceutical industry, which is really probably where a lot of the money goes.
Right. And I had a great conversation with one doctor at the Medical Society who said, you know, it infuriates me that so many doctors have become Republicans. The fact is that all doctors should be liberals because, number one, we care about our patients. We care about taking good care of people. And number two, if we have universal health care or more health care,
uh-huh.
then we get more customers.
Right.
Well, you know, they're also there's a very tricky part of this politically because the Senate is now taking this up on the day after or during the same week as John Edwards, a trial lawyer, is being named as the vice president.
Coincidence?
Well, Bill Frist said so. Yeah. Bill Frist says, oh, no, we had nothing to do with it. Oh, no, no, no.
How could they have known? Well, of course they could have known. They're all in the same, I don't know, man, Bilderberger's Trilateral Commission. How clear does it have to be? So what you're saying basically is it's a sham that they're selling us.
Absolutely, absolutely. That you should not be blaming lawyers for the high cost of our health care system.
The problem... All right. All right. Well, thank you very much, Dan Pashman,
my
editorial producer and former biotechnical project coordinator for the Chicago Medical Society, and, of course, the son of Linda and Lewis Pashman, who should be very proud
wow.
right now.
Thanks. You guys need any coffee or anything?
Yeah, could you? Are you going to the store? Riley.
Still to come, the presidential Palm Pilot Salon.com's Washington Bureau Chief Sidney Blumenthal on John Edwards, plus the liberal agenda direct from the Streisand compound. This is Air America Radio.
Good. Good afternoon, sir. Is this your first visit to the Museum of Television and Radio?
Unfortunately not. I breezed through here last Thursday, and frankly, I was baffled.
How so?
Well, it's like no museum I've ever been to. None of the great masters are represented.
Well, I can't agree with you there, sir. Hitchcock, Gleason, Cosby, Lucy, Cronkite.
But the whole atmosphere, complete lack of stuffiness. Just ordinary people sitting at private monitors watching television and listening to radio programs.
Yeah, we have over 100,000 programs going back to the early days of broadcasting right up to the present.
But they were enjoying themselves, some laughing out loud, some weeping out loud.
Having a good time.
Precisely. It's a museum. Where are your velvet ropes, your stifled yawns?
It's not that kind of museum.
I should say no.
I'm sorry you didn't have fun.
I did, but I don't go to a museum to have fun.
Where do you go?
Well, from now on, I'm coming here, but that's not the point. You really ought to work on your stuffiness, you know.
I think so.
Yes, you should have thrown me out 5 minutes ago.
The Museum of Television and Radio, with locations in New York and Los Angeles. For more information in New York, call 212-621-6600 or visit us on the web at www.mtr.org.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning, I'm Wayne Gilman. Iraqi government today announced a long-anticipated package of security laws to help put down a massive insurgency, including a provision to allow the government to impose martial law. Meanwhile, witnesses are reporting a gunfight in Baghdad. They say masked insurgents and Iraqi forces waged a running battle in the streets. Near a square, at least two people are reported hurt. Witnesses say U.S. troops also joined in the fighting. President Bush says he's not sure whether he will nominate a new CIA director before the November elections. The agency's outgoing chief, George Tenet, will be leaving his post on Sunday after 7 years at the helm. And the U.S. Senate yesterday narrowly confirmed one of President Bush's nominees to the bench, who has argued that abortion is akin to the Holocaust and the Bible requires women to be subservient to men. Good morning. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Wayne Gilman.
Have you been asking yourself, where's my official Air America Radio t-shirt, tote bag, travel mug, and baseball cap? Well, they're here. Just go to airamericaradio.com and click on our Get the Gear banner. It's that easy.
You'll need money and a credit card.
Check out our Air America Radio classic thong and dog shirt.
Note, these are two separate items. Do not put an Air America Radio thong on your dog. That would be wrong.
Get all your Air America gear at airamericaradio.com. Wear the air.
If you want to do more with your home improvement project and with your budget, you can. The Home Depot can show you how. If you want to know more and know you're getting the lowest price every day, you can. Others try to get by on just a promise, but the Home Depot comes through time after time. It's how we were built, with a solid history and pure passion for bringing you the lowest possible prices on everything from washers and bolts to washers and dryers. When you buy as much as we do, you can afford to sell for less. That's the power of buying power. Simple stuff, just like our 10% price guarantee. If you ever find a lower price somewhere else, the Home Depot will beat it by 10%. Plus, if you want to get special finance offers that let you buy now and pay later, you can. Just ask an associate for details. If you want to pull it all together and know you're making your dollars and your dreams go farther, you can. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help.
The Majority Report.
What do you get in radio? What awards? Peabody Polk?
I think it's the Nobel Prize.
Nobel Prize? I actually was nominated 3 times for that already. Thricefold.
For the Nobel Prize?
The Nobel Peace Prize.
The Nobel Peace
but
Prize.
But not,
radio.
It's not the one you're thinking of.
Janine Garofalo and Sam Cedar.
It's spelled with a K-N. Nobel.
Oh, right. The silent K one.
The Majority Report on Air America Radio.
Past the hour. Good morning. I'm Mark Maron. I'm here with Mark Riley. You're listening to Morning Sedition on Air America. Carrion Edwards, 2004, man. Woo!
Good morning.
The real deal bus airplane thing. Presidential Palm Pilot, Ramon. I said it. The guy, my friend, you know. All right, here we go. Here's the president's schedule for today. 8:30 a.m. Wake up. It's my birthday. Screw the world. Wait. It's not my birthday anymore. Screw him anyway. 10:55 a.m. Meet with North Carolina judicial nominees. Ask if John Edwards has any old DWI violations. Everyone has two or three of those, right? 12:35 p.m. Attend fundraiser, Raleigh, North Carolina. Notes: ignore donors hacking coughs. Do not say the words lung or cancer. 4:15 p.m. Meet with Michigan judicial nominees. Ask if John Edwards has any old DWI violations. Everyone has two or three of those, right? 5:55 p.m. Attend fundraiser, Bloomfield Hills, Michigan. Play up to donors by using the words Jap, WAP, and Kraut to describe foreign auto competitors. 8:35 p.m. Arrive back at White House. Wow. Who lives here? Oh, yeah. 9:30 p.m. Lights out. A whole day traveling the country at taxpayer expense, begging for money. A perfect day. Time for a vacation. That's our president. So there's a gun battle in Baghdad as we speak. Iraqi security forces are fighting insurgents. American military behind the Iraqi security forces coming into the battle as the Iraqis are running back the other way out of fear of shooting one of their relatives or tribe members or friends or countrymen. And some of them are continuing to fight the ones that the Americans are able to keep in their sights.
Well, what's significant about this, Mark, is that they're talking about a group of masked insurgents. Now, that may not sound like a very big distinction, you know, just a group of insurgents. Versus when you say masked insurgents, you're starting to talk about a coordinated, pre-planned battle on the part of the insurgents.
How does that imply that, right? They're like, okay, put the masks on. Is that planning?
No. Oh, masked, not masked.
Masked? Oh, okay.
Masked insurgents. Okay. No. Not the Lone Ranger, Mark.
Here I'm thinking like, wow, so now they're wearing face gear. That's a big shift in strategy.
No. Masked insurgents. In other words, they're going to take a few from over here, mm-hmm. a few from over here. They all get together and say, you know what? On this day at this time, we're going to start a little battle here.
Right.
In the streets of central Baghdad.
So they've strategized, they've talked to each other, they're exactly. communicating, they're sending. I wonder how they're doing that. I bet you they're sending people. You know, because the dude, you know, the guy who's in captivity, the Marine, the Muslim Marine? Yeah, apparently, yeah. Like, they got, his brother got word that he wasn't killed. I can't say whether it's true or not, but they are in Tripoli, you know, and, mm-hmm. and someone came to their door with this information, like, I've got word. So there's a whole network. See, that's the one thing we don't really understand. I've said this before, that there's the tribal connections and the reality of Arab culture is mm-hmm. something beyond us, and they could be communicating through people just walking down the street.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah. Look at Michael. We were talking before about Michael Ware.
Yeah.
And about the fact that he's able to get a videotape hand-delivered, apparently.
Right.
This does not happen by accident, doesn't happen by happenstance. So while all of this is going on, and I don't know if you were just half joking about the Americans pushing the Iraqi forces into the line of fire. I don't know. They are supposed to be supplementing the Iraqi troops. We'll see how this particular battle turns out. The last report we got was two or three people wounded. I don't know that there had been any deaths yet. But we're talking also about an army that has been stretched to its absolute breaking point.
They're exhausted.
They're exhausted. They're tired.
Our volunteer army is played out. They're just tattered mentally, yeah. emotionally.
And the army planners who kind of look ahead about these sorts of things are very, very worried that they're going to lose an entire level of, I guess what you would call in a corporate structure, the mid-level manager kinds of people within the military. They're leaving. They're tired of spending too much time in the Iraqi theater. They come home. They quit. They get out.
That's fortunate because the Bush administration is blaming that level of management for screwing up the war.
Yeah.
Unbelievable that a president would blame his own military. Maybe he should check his business card. Doesn't it say Commander-in-Chief? How can he not be held responsible for their performance?
That's an interesting question. One Army general says, quote, I'm afraid that between April and September of 2005, we'll break the Army. In other words, more and more career soldiers are going to be calling it quits, and there won't be enough people to take their place. Already, for example, the Green Berets are considered trained after 4 years instead of after 7 years.
And right here, I got retired Navy Captain John Byron asserts the war in Iraq is wrecking the Army and the Marine Corps. Troop rotations are in shambles, and the all-volunteer force is starting to crumble as we extend combat tours and struggle to get enough boots on the ground.
There are reports of people actually, soldiers overseas, losing their houses.
Are you kidding? John Kerry just got a reenactment notice. I might also add that John Edwards believes in increasing military compensation.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, well, I mean, and he's also done some, he also
He's I'm going to talk more about his record in the Senate. But with Sidney Blumenthal, who's going to be up right after the break. So stay with us on Air America Radio.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-603-WORD. That's 603-WORD. 1-800-603-WORD.
Do nasal allergies hit you where it hurts most? Your wallet?
Yeah.
Then ask your doctor about Flonase, fluticasone propionate nasal spray, 50 micrograms. Flonase has the lowest average copay of any leading prescription nasal allergy brand in the nation. And now you could save up to $60 a year through the Allergy Rewards Program. Call 1-800-FLONASE or visit Flonase.com to learn more. Only Flonase is approved to treat nasal symptoms from indoor and outdoor allergies, as well as year-round non-allergic nasal symptoms that can feel like allergies. All prescription products are not approved to treat the same symptoms. Only your doctor can decide what treatment option is best for you. For best results, use daily. Maximum relief may take several days and results may vary. Side effects are generally mild and may include headache, nosebleed, or sore throat. See our ad in Fitness Magazine. Call 1-800-FLONASE or ask your doctor or pharmacist about the medicine that's tough on nasal allergies.
Mm-hmm.
Easy on your wallet. All it takes is FLONASE. Allergy Rewards Program subject to eligibility.
Mom, can you take me to Supercuts?
Excuse me? Since when do you care what you look like?
Seriously, Mom, I need a haircut.
Is it a girl? Oh, my Lord, you're already into girls. My little boy's growing up. Oh, soon you'll be in college.
Mom, I'm 7.
And then you'll marry this girl, who we haven't even met yet, and be a big corporate executive. Oh, you look so good in a suit.
Are you going to take me to Supercuts, or should I call a cab?
And you'll be bringing the grandkids on the
way. Let's face it, your kids are growing up whether you like it or not. That's why Supercuts promises to give them a look you'll both love. Usually quicker than it takes to get them to brush their teeth.
Dad, can you take me to Supercuts?
Supercuts? Jeez, where's the time gone? I mean, you were just a little baby, and now you're in school, growing hair.
Supercuts. We know how it is.
With over 1,700 locations, it's never been more convenient to let Supercuts take care of you and your hair. Call 1-800-SUPERCUTS or log on to supercuts.com for a location nearest you. And while you're there, check out the latest episode of The Mop Squad.
Past the hour. Good morning. It's Mark Maron here with Mark Riley on Morning Sedition. This is Air America Radio.
Good morning.
A lot of criticism coming down from the Republicans of John Edwards, our new vice presidential candidate. And I just want to say, coming off the last discussion we just had about the military, that John Edwards introduced the Biological and Chemical Weapons Preparedness Act, major provisions of which were passed by the Senate. He proposed to extend tax exemptions for military personnel in combat zones and provide National Guard families with financial help paying the child care in their hometown.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he believes in increasing military compensation. Yeah, you know, this is something that, you know, our president has not shown up for in terms of treating the troops properly. And to talk more about that, I have on the phone from Washington, D.C., Salon's Washington Bureau Chief and former advisor to President Clinton, Sidney Blumenthal. How are you, Sidney?
Good morning.
Good morning.
So we got John Edwards. He looks great, huh?
Well, John Edwards is, you know, he's articulate. He's empathetic. People say he's not experienced, but I saw him as a senator when I was in the White House.
Mm-hmm.
And he was extremely capable.
Yeah.
I watched him handle himself with aplomb. He's a person who also served on the Senate Intelligence Committee.
Yeah.
And he has been at the center of the effort to find out How was it that intelligence got twisted in the run-up to the Iraq War by the Bush administration? So the idea that he doesn't have foreign policy experience is utterly false. The problem is they don't like the experience he has.
Who is this administration to make those kind of judgments on anybody? I mean, look at the doofus who's in office right now.
Well, I'm on the mailing list. I got myself on the mailing list of the RNC, the Republican National Committee.
Yeah.
And even before John Kerry yesterday morning announced John Edwards as his running mate, I received an email along with all the other people who are on the RNC list.
Mm-hmm.
And they called John Edwards a disingenuous liberal, somebody without accomplishments. You know, it's as if these people have a kind of political Tourette syndrome.
Yeah.
They just, they invent these words and they're like, they come out of a blender. They mean nothing. Disingenuous liberal. The idea that the Bush-Cheney administration is calling John Edwards disingenuous beggars the imagination. They don't cite a single lie John Edwards has ever told, and yet John Edwards on the Senate Intelligence Committee is the one investigating the lies.
Mm-hmm. Our guest is Sidney Blumenthal. He is Salon.com's Washington Bureau Chief and author of The Clinton Wars. Sidney, there were some reports I saw going back to the primary season, actually, that said that the Republicans were actually quite afraid of John Edwards, afraid of him as a presidential candidate. Would you say that fear has now extended to his addition to the Kerry ticket?
Well, I think they ought to be afraid. They require a completely solid South in order to win. If they lose one small piece of it, the entire structure could collapse. And here's John Edwards, who has enormous appeal all across the border states of the South to suburban women. He's going to help turn out their Democratic base, including African-American voters, who are going to be very responsive to him.
Mm-hmm.
He has a natural way with language. He has a wonderful way with crowds. They ought to be extremely afraid of John Edwards. The idea that they're casting him as some dark figure, this is like, you know, trying to cast Paul McCartney as Darth Vader.
It all seems pretty desperate. Now all of a sudden, McCain and Bush are best friends. I mean, how is that possible?
Well, you know, the more they bring up McCain, the more they bring up the fact that McCain doesn't support a lot of Bush's key policy initiatives, which have gone awry,
mm-hmm.
and that Bush won the Republican nomination by waging a dirty campaign against McCain in 2000.
Really dirty. Can you go into that a little bit, some of the things they did?
Well, we know that first Bush went to Bob Jones University, a segregated institution,
mm-hmm.
That he wrapped himself in the Confederate flag, not the American flag, against John McCain. And then there was a dirty campaign that was paid for by Bush supporters, an independent expenditure campaign that lied about McCain's record. And there was a vicious whispering campaign, midnight calls to voters in South Carolina saying McCain had a colored child, that it was might have been his own illegitimate child that he had adopted. It was a nasty, nasty campaign. And I know that John McCain has not forgotten it.
Two out of three of those tactics were racially motivated. That's pretty nasty.
Very, very nasty. And McCain, by the way, if you go and buy a John Edwards book, Four Trials, about his career as a trial lawyer,
mm-hmm.
and it's been a very accomplished career, you will see that one of the blurbs on the back extolling John Edwards as a person and as a lawyer and as a senator is by John McCain.
Well, you know, it's interesting that, like, they also try to accuse, you know, Kerry of saying, you know, negative things about Edwards, but it's like it wasn't, they have nothing. They have nothing. Those guys were competing then, and it wasn't even that negative.
Well, the thing about it is, when you're reduced to making up insults,
yes.
It shows that that there is no dirt on the person.
Mm.
This, the best that they can do about John Edwards is to make up hurl these insults at him that have no meaning.
That's a good point.
And if that's the best they can do, they have nothing.
Sidney Blumenthal, I'd like you to look in your crystal ball, if you could, for a second. You've been on the campaign trail. You've been in the campaign wars. You've been in the White House. What will the Republicans do next? We know that they're scared. They've got a tort reform bill scheduled for debate in the Senate this week, apparently as a thinly veiled effort to perhaps discredit John Edwards on that issue. We also hear that they're going to take up gay marriage. Where are they going to go when you've got a campaign that seems to be, at this point, desperate to hold on?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, the gay marriage thing, which is one of Karl Rove's contrivances to try and hold their hard right base, is backfiring. Today, a new committee is being announced called, I think it's called Committee for the Constitution, which includes some of the most prominent children of former presidents, including Ron Reagan, Anna Roosevelt, Lyndon B. Johnson, against exactly those measures. So they're arousing a kind of opposition that is really going to hurt them. And I want to hear more from Ron Reagan, too, on these issues. Look, here's what's going to happen. Tomorrow, the Intelligence Committee in the Senate is going to reveal its report. It's been a conflicted report with Democrats and Republicans fighting over how much to blame the CIA, which is really an effort to move the onus of what happened away from the administration in blaming the agency. Now, the agency has a lot to answer for, particularly under the misleadership of George Tenet. But this is really an effort to free the administration from the taint of twisting intelligence in the rush to war.
Right.
So that is going to put the whole Iraq war back in the picture starting tomorrow, which the administration desperately wants to avoid.
That is one
of their key things.
That's great. Mm-hmm. This administration is full of blame dispersal. Thanks a lot, Sidney, for joining us. Really appreciate you being here.
Take care.
Thanks, Mark.
You bet.
And Mark.
Yeah.
Sidney Blumenthal, the Washington, D.C. bureau chief for Salon Magazine, also the author of The Clinton Wars, which is out in paperback. We'll be back with McCain's assault on Bush after this.
This year, you are going to quit smoking. Whether you've said it for years or you're trying for the very first time, there's a revolutionary new system that's guaranteed to help you succeed or your money back. SmokeRx has a 95% success rate, so we guarantee that you'll be completely smoke-free and cravings-free in as little as 1 week. Unlike gums or patches, SmokeRx is a complete system that includes natural herbs to curb your cravings safely without nicotine. Best of all, SmokeRx starts to work immediately. Come on, aren't you willing to give yourself 1 week to quit? We're so confident that SmokeRx will work for you that we're giving away a free month's supply with all of today's orders. Whether you're doing it for yourself or for the ones you love, SmokeRx is the fast, guaranteed answer. In as little as 1 week, you'll kick the habit for good or your money back. Call now to receive a free month's supply with your order.
To order risk-free, call 1-800-305-2704. That's 1-800-305-2704. Call 1-800-305-2704 now.
Having trouble sleeping? Then listen to the experts. Over 25,000 doctors, chiropractors, and sleep clinics worldwide recommend the biggest breakthrough in better sleep, the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Call now for your free mattress sample at 1-800-611-9977. The Tempur-Pedic mattress works like no conventional mattress can. Its high-tech material contours to your body, relieving the pressure points that make you toss and turn. It erases aches and pains, even for people with back troubles. In fact, 92% of owners surveyed say their Tempur-Pedic bed is far superior to their old innerspring mattress, air, or water bed. Judge for yourself. Call 1-800-611-9977 for a free sample of the Tempur-Pedic mattress material. You'll also get a free Better Sleep video and a 90-day trial offer guarantee. Want to sleep better? Listen to the experts and call Tempur-Pedic now. 1-800-611-9977. That's 1-800-611-9977.
When I started this company, our mission was to be the most useful and most ethical provider in the financial services business.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
When you're dealing with people's money, when you're dealing with their financial dreams, you've got to hold it with the greatest of care.
With industry-leading equity research, trusted investment professionals, and personalized advice, Charles Schwab offers investors a better choice when it comes to low-cost investing.
It's about service. It's about best value. It's about ethics. It's all those things. That's what we're about every day.
Join the more than 3 million investors at Charles Schwab and enjoy lower trading costs plus advice and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local Schwab branch today.
Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co. Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
Good morning. Mark Maron here with Mark Riley. Morning Sedition at Air America Radio.
Good morning.
That was pretty wild what Sidney was saying.
Yeah.
I like, you know, it's amazing. They got nothing. They got nothing on this guy.
Garbage in, garbage out.
And these guys, like, you know, they're playing this like they're best buddies with John McCain. But, man, they did a number on that dude. Did a number on that dude, the Republicans did in 2000. And we've got some sound of what McCain, you know, lashed back out, you know, a series of sound bites from Democratic National Committee website advertisement of McCain lashing back at Bush. Can we hear that, Chris?
Bush wants to give 38% of his tax cuts to the wealthiest 1% of Americans.
Mistakes happen in war. That's why we try to avoid them. Mistakes have been made.
Governor Bush's proposal has not one new penny for Social Security, not one penny for to pay down the debt, and not one penny for Medicare. There's a difference there. He puts all of the surplus into tax cuts. I don't think we need that. And by the way, 38% of his tax cut goes to the wealthiest 1%. Of Americans. I don't think they need that now. I think working families need the tax cut rather than the wealthiest.
Governor Bush is one of the great polluters in history. Air quality in Texas has gone down.
There you go. Yeah, listen to that. And listen, according to this, the South Carolina primaries, by the time the South Carolina voters went to the polls, the candidates loathed each other, McCain and Bush.
By the way, was McCain at a hip-hop concert?
Yeah, I heard that.
With that music in the background.
He was at a rave.
Boom, boom, boom.
By one first-hand account, Bush came over to McCain in his full "I love you, man" mode, seizing both of McCain's hands in his own, and quote, says, "Let's not let this get personal, John," he said, and quote, "We've got to start running a better campaign," end quote. McCain looked at Bush and said, "Don't give me that," he growled, "and take your hands off of me."
Well, and McCain had good reason for doing this, by the way. Among other things, during the South Carolina primary, this was a primary, by the way, that broke John McCain. Bush was scared to death that if McCain won South Carolina, he would eventually win the nomination. Among other things, they were told, South Carolina voters were told that John McCain had had sex with some of his jailers while he was at the infamous Hanoi Hilton, that he had married a drug addict, that he had extramarital affairs, and that he had arranged a murder to cover his tracks. Ugliest of all, they were informed that the McCains had adopted a black child, and as it turned out, that was a Bangladeshi child, Bridget. And as a matter of fact, you know, they had brought Bridget home from one of Mother Teresa's orphanages inside Bangladesh. They were told that Bridget was actually not Bangladeshi, but McCain's own love child, one of several he had sired with black hookers.
Look at that. I mean, just the way they shamelessly play the race card. Karl Rove is disgusting. I mean, it's just disgusting, shameless, evil, slanderous bastard. And Bush has got to answer for that. They can't, you know, he can't be let off the hook for his past like that. There's
absolutely
a liberal
not
agenda from the Streisand compound. So get your pens here. Here are your marching orders for today. One, since Edwards is running, stop bad-mouthing the South until November. Stay positive. Two, remind people that campaign buttons should say Kerry and Edwards, not John. All right. Remember, Kerry is the new Kennedy. Edwards is the new Clinton. Four, schedule appointment with Edwards' dermatologist. The guy glows. And five, today's phrase, just drop it into conversation. So Edwards chased a few ambulances. So what? All right, do what you will. We'll see you in the next hour. Come back in a minute or two.
In the next hour of Morning Sedition, did you hear the one about the Cheney-Edwards debate? Plus, Iraq, birth of a nation, former Edwards media advisor David Axelrod, and the war on brains. This is Air America Radio.
Hey guys, don't let the weather get the best of you. Fight back and protect the value of your home with Duration exterior coating from your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Unlike other exterior paints, Duration protects in one coat, and it's guaranteed for as long as you own your home. And now, buy 4 or more gallons of Duration exterior coating and get 50% off your choice of any Werner ladder. And make the job easier with our new line of paint sprayers and pressure washers, too.
Federal college loan rates are currently lower than they have ever been, which means by refinancing now, you could cut your monthly student loan payment by up to 50%. By calling 1-800-2-COLLEGE, you'll quickly be connected to College Loan Corporation. We will answer your questions, help you lower your payments, and secure a rate as low as 2.63%. It's easy, it's free, and so far, over 300,000 people have called. 1-800-2-COLLEGE. It's the smartest call you can make.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning, I'm Wayne Gilman. It's the day after, and what President Bush has declined to say, mysteriously his brother Jeb was willing to talk frankly to the media about the Democratic presidential ticket of John Kerry and John Edwards. Florida Governor Jeb Bush thinks liberal is a dirty word when it comes to the American voting populace. Jeb Bush also thinks the South will not stand for such a ticket.
This is the most liberal ticket in modern times. If you look at the National Journal rankings, John Kerry, of course, is number one, ahead of Teddy Kennedy. John Edwards is number four in the United States Senate by the nonpartisan National Journal Group.
Florida Governor Jeb Bush, the brother of President Bush, yesterday commenting on the selection of North Carolina Senator John Edwards to be the running mate of Democrat John Kerry. Republicans were quick to discredit the Edwards candidacy, calling him a phony and a disingenuous liberal, but published reports say the GOP in the Bush White House had long been concerned about an Edwards candidacy going as far back as the Democratic caucuses and primaries earlier this year. While the media was focused on the emergence of Senator John Edwards as John Kerry's running mate yesterday, Senate narrowly, quietly confirmed one of President Bush's nominees to the federal bench in Arkansas. Senate voted 51-46 to put longtime jurist J. Leon Holmes in the federal bench in Arkansas following a fierce debate. Holmes has a record of saying some startling things like linking abortion to the Holocaust, saying the Bible requires women to be subservient to men, and once writing that in a marriage the woman is to place herself under the authority of a man. And finally, another Holmes witticism was a statement that rape victims become pregnant as often as it snows in Miami. Those who supported Holmes' appointment in the Senate agreed with President Bush that his personal views would not cloud his ability to be an impartial judge. Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry kept the media and the American voting public in suspense for weeks until yesterday when he announced fellow Senator John Edwards as his running mate. Many Democrats are pleased with the choice since he has been perceived as energetic, determined, and a smooth-talking Southern populist. Edwards has made a fortune as a trial lawyer before jumping into politics in the 1990s as a self-styled champion of the common man. Already many political pundits are making comparisons to seasoned politicians and Vice President Dick Cheney, that is. Kerry himself says he looks forward to the two of them verbally sparring in a debate. President Bush says he's not sure whether he'll nominate a new CIA director before the November election. The agency's outgoing chief, George Tenet, will be officially leaving his post on Sunday after 7 years. Asked whether he would wait until after the general elections to name a replacement, Bush said he has not made up his mind yet. House Intelligence Committee Chair Porter Goss, a Florida and a Republican, is said to be the front runner. You're listening to Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman.
LendingTree.com presents How to Get Out from Under Debt. First, take an average guy.
Hello.
Then add some credit card debt, a car payment, and a student loan.
How?
To get out from under all this debt, get a debt consolidation loan from LendingTree.com, where banks compete and you choose the loan that's right for you. Call 1-800-555-TREE. That's 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win at LendingTree.com.
Equal housing opportunity. Some restrictions may apply. See website for details.
Hello from Athens, Greece, folks. Now, if you're a big sports fan like me, this is the place to be. They've got them all. Take fencing. My sword of choice is always the foil over the saber and épée. You've got to see it. That's why Connell Lodge and Roadway Inn Hotels have created the Wake Up a Winner sweepstakes. You could win a trip to the big events in Athens. To enter, visit choicehotels.com, or every time you stay at a Connell Lodge and Roadway Inn Hotels this summer, you'll get a game piece with a chance to win hundreds of prizes and discounts off your next stay. Wake Up a Winner. To book, call 800-4-CHOICE or go to choicehotels.com. Well, I'm off to rhythmic gymnastics, where it always comes down to who nails the tightest ribbon snake. Choice Hotel. We'll see you there.
No purchase necessary. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Promotion runs June 7th through August 29th, 2004. For official rules and how to enter without purchase, visit choicehotels.com.
Good afternoon, sir. Is this your first visit to the Museum of Television and Radio?
Unfortunately not. I breezed through here last Thursday, and frankly, I was baffled.
How so?
Well, it's like no museum I've ever been to. None of the great masters are represented.
Well, I can't agree with you there, sir. Hitchcock, Gleason, Cosby, Lucy, Cronkite.
But the whole atmosphere, complete lack of stuffiness. Just ordinary people sitting at private monitors watching television and listening to radio programs.
Yeah, we have over 100,000 programs going back to the early days of broadcasting right up to the present.
But they were enjoying themselves, some laughing out loud, some weeping out loud.
Having a good time.
Precisely. It's a museum. Where are your velvet ropes, your stifled yawns?
It's not that kind of museum.
Well, I should say not.
I'm sorry you didn't have fun.
I did, but I don't go to a museum to have fun.
Where do you go?
Well, from now on, I'm coming here, but that's not the point. You really ought to work on your stuffiness, you know.
You think so?
Yes, you should have thrown me out 5 minutes ago.
The Museum of Television and Radio. With locations in New York and Los Angeles. For more information in New York, call 212-621-6600 or visit us on the web at www.mtr.org.
Randy Rhodes.
When Republicans talk about Hitler, it's like they know. There was something creepy about that ad. They took it down, though. That's the point. So we made ourselves known to them.
Air America's Randy Rhodes.
I just wanted to say, you know, Republicans, you don't have to be that desperate. There are a lot of difference between Hitler and Bush, and Democrats would be the first one to admit that. For instance, Hitler was elected.
Randy Rhodes on Air America Radio.
Mark Maron, you're listening to Air America Radio at 6 past the hour, and this is Morning Sedition.
Good morning. It's Wednesday. It's the middle of the week. It's the slow path to the the apocalypse, but it's okay. Everything's pretty good. We got the Dream Diary coming up. We've got a little report from the front. The Catholic Church is going bankrupt in America, which means that the evangelicals are on the rise. You know, there's a new Jesus in town. We got the latest dispatch from the War on Brains. That's coming up. I got Mark Riley here. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, sir.
Unbelievable. John Edwards. John Kerry. John and John.
Yeah.
2004.
But as Streisand said, don't put the campaign.
Got to be Kerry and Edwards.
Kerry and Edwards. There you go.
We've got the discipline, now we've got the personality. It's a perfect person, the two of them. Symbiotic. Perfect codependency. It is the ticket that can win for the Democrats, reinvigorating the party.
You know, there are certain things, and see, because of the way Kerry presents himself, there are a lot of programs and initiatives that he's pushed since he became the presumptive nominee. A lot of people don't know about things like, for example, in the area of education, in the area of health care reform, in the areas where there are glaring problems in America, 40 million people without health insurance, somewhere between 40 and 50% of our kids reading at or above grade level. He has proposed some very specific remedies for these kinds of problems.
Knows how to do it. Knows how to legislate. The guy's he's a authentic politician, authentic guy. He's got his heart in the right place. A little serious sometimes, a little too earnest, a little not willing to be sucked down, dragged down into the mud. I think that his earnestness and his steadfast sort of disposition is going to play well against Edwards' sort of charismatic, you know, people. He's a people person.
He's a people person.
He knows how to talk. He's good folk.
Yeah, and now he's got Ed Kerry has a passionate surrogate at his side to articulate these programs in such a way I think that they will begin to resonate more and more as we get through the summer with more and more people. More and more people are going to know exactly what these guys have as a vision for the future of the country.
Good
and
choice.
One of the big problems they're going to have to face, and we might as well make this known now, they're going to have to face what to do about the mess that Bush has made, not just in Iraq, but in the Middle East.
I think that people on the global stage, politicians and representatives from other countries are going to be so thrilled to have an opportunity to work with somebody who's a little more, you know, open-minded, a little more embracing of involving, you know, the rest of the world in their plans. I mean, this is an administration that only after a unilateral decision to go into Iraq is reaching out to other countries so they can, you know, blame, you know, disperse the blame.
Mm.
Like, you know, now that everything's done, can you help us clean up? And a lot of countries aren't in on it. You know, France and Germany, they're like, you know what, we're not going to do it. You know, Iraq owes us money. Make good on that. But we're not going to do it. We'll train the troops on our turf, but we're not going to do it. We're not going to be sucked into this. And this administration, you know, in an article today, I mean, this administration is blaming their own military.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for what's going on. They're not taking responsibility for themselves. The military officers and defense experts accuse this Bush administration officials, you know, they're saying officers and defense experts who accuse the military of failing to develop a coherent winning strategy against the insurgency. So the Bush administration is blaming their own military. Maybe this guy ought to look at his credentials. I mean, he's the commander-in-chief. He's got to take responsibility for this, right? Now, Tenet's going on Sunday. He's not going to nominate somebody else because he doesn't want that flak during an election time, so he's going to leave the post open. So what's going to happen now? If anything goes wrong on an intelligence level, there's nobody there. There's no one in charge, I guess.
They do have McLaughlin, but McLaughlin doesn't even seem to be the front runner to be named permanent CIA director. Some of the names include Porter Goss. Sam Nunn, the former senator from Georgia.
But if this guy screwed up already, if there were such intelligent screw-ups, you know, under his watch, George Bush, you know, why wouldn't the first priority be to make sure that's shored up there? You know, that we've got somebody in charge of the CIA that's going to do something different than George Tenet, who arguably did what the administration wanted him to do, which was hold back the information that would not prove their point, their case for war, and only give information that would. You know, he was sort of in a tight place like that. Not that I'm, you know, sympathetic with Tenet. I mean, clearly, you know, he made some mistakes and the CIA made some mistakes. But if it is really a concern to this president, the war on terror, supposed terror in this country, why wouldn't he immediately make it a priority to make sure we have somebody in there that will do the job properly?
Well, you know, George Tenet's probably his biggest mistake was returning Dick Cheney's phone calls and actually letting him into the CIA building down in Langley when he showed up to try and help punch up some of that intelligence.
Right.
And, you know, this is a very, very serious issue, Mark. When we start talking about a man who has built his presidency, I am the war president. I'm the guy who's going to see you through this time. I'm the guy who's going to successfully prosecute the war on terror. And it is all coming apart before, not just before his eyes.
Well, I think what he meant was, I am the unwinnable war president who will instigate a war that will last for eternity.
For eternity.
And they're lashing out at Edwards now. And, like, I mean, let's talk about John Edwards as a man, because the Republicans are name-calling. They're taking some cheap shots. There's a lot of bitterness. I've seen this stuff before. If ever anybody in any profession says, that guy don't deserve it, he didn't pay his dues, it's just coming from bitterness.
Mm-hmm. They say he's unaccomplished. They say he's too liberal. They say he's on the wrong side of issues like tort reform. They're also using John McCain to infer that he was, in fact, John Kerry's first pick. Yet, John McCain himself says he won't talk bad about either Kerry or John Edwards. That should tell you something about the both of them right off the top. McCain may allow himself to be used in an ad, But McCain seems to revel in the fact that the Democrats also use him in an ad.
Well, the thing is, it's like, okay, so John Kerry reaches out to John McCain to actually do something revolutionary, create a bipartisan bond.
Yeah.
You know, even symbolically, just the gesture was a reaching out to maybe unite the country again, as opposed to this president who said he was a uniter and has divided the planet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody. The only thing he's united is, you know, a terrorist front against us. So John Kerry reaches out to create a bipartisan, just the act itself, just the idea of him reaching out to McCain was probably just symbolic to begin with. This is not a second choice. I mean, McCain was a long shot, but the idea that John Kerry wants to work together with Republicans to better this country for the people of this country is a tremendous symbol.
But see, the Bush-Cheney ticket has a big problem. They thought that they would have the fundraising advantage so they'd be able to run most of the TV ads. Kerry has startled them by running almost even. They're going to be able to run an even number of spots. Therefore, the message is a problem.
Call us, 866-303-2270. 866-303-2270. Air America Radio.
Intelligent people live everywhere. People like you and me, interested in art, film, politics, and culture. So why doesn't Hollywood think so? Hi, I'm Larry Meistrich, founder of Film Movement and producer of films such as Sling Blade and You Can Count on Me. More importantly, I'm a busy father of three who lives in the suburbs. Most quality independent and foreign films don't open in a theater near you, especially if you live outside of New York or Los Angeles. Should you be culturally punished for having a backyard? I created Film Movement for anyone who wants to see films other than the blockbusters playing at your local multiplex. Each month, subscribers to Film Movement receive a new film to own on DVD by signing up at AirAmericaRadio.com. It's like getting the best of Cannes and Sundance delivered to your door each month. Subscribe to AirAmericaRadio.com and receive one of my favorite films, O.T. Our Town, for free. O.T. Our Town is a documentary about the power of education in America. It is a film that deserves to be seen by everyone. Choose to see films that matter. Subscribe to Film Movement today at AirAmericaRadio.com and help support Air America.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a half million others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt. It eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt, where now we're down to just our mortgage.
Just imagine the financial freedom of being debt-free.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now, and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. Call 1-800-300-4662. Stop renting your lifestyle and start owning your life. 1-800-300-4662. That's 1-800-300-4662.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-603-WORD. That's 603-WORD. 1-800-603-WORD.
Yeah, that's it. Rock and roll. Mark Maron here with Mark Riley on Morning Sedition on Air America Radio. Call us 866-303-2270. 866-303-2270. I'm not saying the letters anymore. It's ridiculous. It just takes longer. We got some calls. We're going to get to them in just a second because I need to share me. I'm going to share you my brain right now. I'm going to share a little dream with you that I had last night because I bring it to my therapist tomorrow. Here we go. Last night's dream diary. I'm at some kind of weird bachelor party. Hundreds of guys with coyote faces are sitting around a big round table wearing silver ice cream cone party hats, smoking cigars, arguing about football, farting, and nicknaming their genitalia. They decide mine should be called Shaquille. I take it as a compliment. Just then, two girls in hula skirts wheel out a giant cake. The coyotes start hooting and chanting, cake, 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 cake. There's a drum roll and a spotlight from somewhere in the dark. An announcer says, and now, the moment you've all been waiting for, a cymbal crash. And out of the cake pops John Edwards, nude except for two big ostrich feathers. The place goes completely bat crap. While a tenor saxophone and a bass drum play a filthy version of A Pretty Girl Is Like a Melody, Edwards slides from the table to table, flashing that Iowa primary smile, tickling the coyotes under the chin with his ostrich feathers. Here I am, single women voters. Here I am, gay male voters. Here I am, Southern undecideds. My name is John. Let me entertain you. There's a huge roar from the coyotes, who shower him with silver hats and drool. I'm thinking, he's so smooth, so confident. Clinton without the baggage and with better legs. I hope he doesn't screw us. Hey, big boys, he says. I've got your two Americas right here. He dropped the feathers, and he had sparkly tassel on each nipple. During a drum roll, the senator from the great state of North Carolina made them spin in opposite directions until they became a glittering blur. Beat that, Cheney, John Edwards yelled. Beat that. Beat that, Cheney. Beat that. I woke up and my bed was filled with sweat-stained matchbooks. You know, I don't know what this says about me, but, you know, I'm starting to have some weird feelings. Chicago, Jared, how are you?
What's up, Jared?
You guys.
Hey, man.
Hey.
Just wanted to sort of reiterate or bring up a point that one of the things that I really hate is hypocrisy.
Yes.
One of the things that drives me nuts is when the Republican Party says, we trust you, the American people, to spend the tax cut well and whatnot, and yet they're only talking about tort reform. If they really trusted you, they would trust the court of law, and if someone punishes a company for doing something really horrible and makes them pay $200 million, they would trust the American people and the hand down of whatever that jury says. But
absolutely,
the fact of the matter is, they do not trust you.
Unless you're judging on somebody's right to life. And like
exactly.
In the terms of, like, they'll sentence a person to death and say, that's great. But they all of a sudden they have doubts about the jury system when it comes to allotting, you know, individuals who are wronged by corporations money. Thanks for the call, Jared. It's a good point.
That's absolutely right.
But it's so amazing to me that they'll support the death penalty in any case, but, you know, not... You know, not when somebody gets screwed by one of their corporate lobbyists or backers. 866-303-2270 is our phone number. 866-303. Why do I keep looking at this board? I've been saying this number for 3.5 months. 866-303-2270. We got Corey in Arizona. What's up?
Hey. Hey, guys. How you doing?
Pretty good, man.
Just a couple of quick points. One, the funny thing is, I mean, they're talking about John Edwards now in terms of not having any foreign policy experience. But, I mean, how ridiculous is that, considering George W. Bush's foreign policy experience being the governor of Texas?
Yeah, it's been proven now that, you know, you don't have to know anything to be president. Anyone can do it.
Pretty much. I may as well be president right now.
Yeah, I'll vote for you.
And another thing about him, I mean, even, like, the Republicans are obviously scared, and they're basically pulling anything at this point. I mean, even last night, you know, even watching Joe Scarborough last night, even he was saying, look, I think they did a really good job with this pick. I mean, I don't really see what they can – John Edwards can articulate points that Kerry can't. And so I don't – I mean, you obviously have the people like the Sean Hannitys of the world and everybody just trying to spin this whole thing. But even Scarborough himself had to admit, I mean, I think they might have gotten us here. So.
Wow. So, yeah, Scarborough, you're talking about the former Republican congressman. Yeah, they got nothing. They got nothing, Corey. Thanks for your call. Appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, they got nothing. They're just slandering. They're calling people's names. And you know what? Edwards has done a few things. You know what I mean? They say he lacks accomplishment, but he co-authored the Patients' Bill of Rights and helped pass it in the Senate. The provisions of his Airport and Seaport Terrorism Prevention Act were signed into law by the president. He introduced the Biological and Chemical Weapons Preparedness Act, major provisions of which were passed by the Senate. Proposed to extend tax exemptions for the military personnel in combat zones and provide National Guard families with financial help paying for child care in their hometown. That's more than this president does.
You know, that's a very interesting point about the tax exemptions and financial help for National Guard families, because, living near a National Guard armory, seeing these folks going off to serve in Iraq, you wonder how their families are surviving, on a day-to-day basis. In a lot of cases, you have two working parents, you have a kind of system between the two of them to get the kids off to school or the camp or whatever, and now one parent's gone and they're not sure when that parent's coming back. Who is looking out for those folks that this administration is saying they are championing?
Yeah, yeah. This dummy, like what Mitt Romney, the Republican governor from Massachusetts.
Yeah, from Massachusetts.
Quote, this is a fellow who has been a trial lawyer, so he's pretty glib. What is, it's just slander. It's just stupid. He's stupid.
Yeah, I mean.
As opposed to, our vice president, saying you to Patrick Leahy, the respected gentleman from Vermont.
Well, does it make sense to say that George W. Bush was a former baseball owner, so he got hit in the head by a foul ball? I mean, what kind of logic is that? I don't understand.
They got nothing. Glenn in Long Island, what's up?
Hey, good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up?
All right. Mitt Romney, by the way, who also owns, or who rather began, one of the three corporations that purchased Lowe's Cineplex with the Carlyle Group.
Oh, no kidding?
Yeah, that's Bain Corporation, I think it's called.
Right on. So now the Carlyle Group's going to own our brains as well? They're going to have a little input there? That's terrific.
Yeah.
That's all we need.
So, this was a move right out of the Republican playbook, not having Edwards there and making the first appearance today, thereby turning a one-day media event into a two-day media event.
So that's a good move.
It's right out of their playbook. They do it all the time and very good at it. So they're probably upset that that Kerry actually pulled that off.
Well, they're really busy right now trying to rewrite their playbook because they got nothing.
Now, he mentioned the Carlyle Group. I have a rather lengthy quote from someone that is on the Carlyle Group, actually co-founder and managing director of the Carlyle Group.
If you've seen Fahrenheit 9/11 or you've done the research and are, hip to the conspiracy that is real, the Carlyle Group is a group of international investors, including John Major, James Baker, George Bush Sr., a lot of old Republican Guard, the Bin Laden family. They do military contracting, oil contracting, and now they've bought the, as that guy said, the Lowe's Cineplex chain with apparently, I'll double-check that right now, Mitt Romney's corporation. It's true. We've got confirmation from the booth, from ground control.
Ground control
and
to
now,
Major Mark.
Yeah, and now Riley's going to lay a riff on us from some cat who, George Bush, they were trying to bury the spud in the Carlyle Group.
Well, yeah, David Rubenstein is a co-founder and managing director of the Carlyle Group. This is a direct quote from him last year on meeting George W. Bush before he became president. When we were putting the board together, somebody came to me and said, look, there's a guy who would like to be on the board. He's kind of down on his luck a bit, needs a job, needs a board position, needs some board positions. Could you put him on the board, pay him a salary, and he'll be a good board member and be a loyal vote for the management and so forth? I said, well, we're not usually in that business, but okay, let me meet the guy. I met the guy. I said, I don't think he adds that much value. We'll put him on the board because, we'll do a favor for this guy. He's done a favor for us. We put him on the board, and he spent 3 years. Came to all the meetings, told a lot of jokes, not that many clean ones. And after a while, I said to him, after about 3 years, I'm not sure this is really for you. Maybe you should do something else, because I don't think you're adding that much value to the board. You don't know that much about the company. He said, well, I think I'm getting out of this business anyway, and I don't really like it that much, so I'm probably going to resign from the board. And I said, thanks. Didn't think I'd ever see him again. His name is George W. Bush.
And I assume that what they were doing in the group was doing a favor for his dad, who was on the board of directors, and throwing the kid a bone, helping him out for a couple of years. They figured they'd paid their price, and they could let him go. 866-303-2270. Taking your calls about John Edwards or about the Carlyle Group, whatever you want to talk about. Omar, good morning, my friend.
Hey, Omar.
Good morning. What's good? How's everything?
All right, man. How you doing?
That's good. I'm not bad. I'm not a sawmill parkway looking at these deers. Hey, listen, these guys right now, experience is not the major thing, because if that were the case, the Florida Marlins would not be the world champions of baseball. The New York Yankees.
Yeah.
That's for starters.
Yeah.
What happens is they were a little bit afraid of Edwards because, for one, he's deep enough in the South to wake up the old dead cell Democrats down there.
Good point.
He's young enough to wake up, not really wake up, but he's young enough to appeal to the young crowd, something that the Republicans have been trying to do for the longest.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And on top of that, he's like a split between Gore and Clinton. He has the swaziness of Clinton and the strength of Gore.
Wait a minute, what was that, Omar? Swaziness?
The swaziness of Clinton. And he has the strength of Gore. So if they don't want anybody, they don't want this guy because they're afraid of him.
Yeah.
And that's to deal with that.
Well, thank you.
I love you guys, and thank I will talk to you later. Take care.
All right, Omar. Take care.
Now, I want
to have to have him
we
got to
get here one day, right? Well, I want to finish this with this one thing very quickly that David Rubenstein said at the end of this speech.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you said to me, name 25 million people who would maybe be president of the United States, he wouldn't have been in that category. So, you never know.
25 million people. Wouldn't have
yeah, not 25 people, not 25,000.
It's unbelievable. I mean, and he has the nads. This administration has the nads that this guy lacks experience. That's what they're going to come at us with? He lacks experience? What do they think? We don't know who's sitting in the Oval Office? Do they think we're stupid? I mean, look at that guy. The guy is capable of almost nothing. You know, it's unbelievable to me that they called him, what did they call him? A committed liberal and spirited messenger for his party, accusing Kerry. That's John Kerry. I made a mistake. But they called him. I lost the quote. I'm gonna have to come back.
Come back with it. Coming up, Iraq's birth of a nation. Plus, we've got a story regarding our good friends in Portland, Oregon. What is it? Stay tuned. This and former Edwards Media Advisor David Axelrod as Air America Radio continues.
Home. It's the place you like to make warm and inviting. What could be more welcoming than the aroma of fresh coffee brewing? When a coffee is Starbucks, the experience only gets richer. You'll find Starbucks coffee at your grocery store so you can enjoy it at home. Its distinctive roasting style and rich, authentic taste show how seriously we pursue the art of coffee. Savor its aroma, then pour a cup and invite your senses to take flight. Starbucks coffee at your grocery store.
It's night. You have heartburn. You want fast relief. Zantac works fast. When first used, Prilosec OTC works not so fast. Zantac works right when you need it.
Hello, relief.
Prilosec's label says it may take 1 to 4 days to fully work. So, what would you choose?
Estimated time of relief, 1 to 4 days.
Prilosec, nah. Zantac's for people who hate to wait, especially at night. Use as directed.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Kilmer. The Senate yesterday gave the green light for the appointment of one of President Bush's federal bench nominees. Judge J. Leon Holmes was confirmed yesterday to serve in Arkansas. He believes women should be subservient to men and once said rape victims become pregnant as often as it snows in Miami. His supporters in the Senate are adamant that his personal views would not cloud his judgment to be impartial. President Bush treks to North Carolina today as just a coincidence, had no connection with the selection yesterday of Senator John Edwards as Democrat John Kerry's running mate. Bush, just the same, will make hay while in the South, urging support for his judicial nominees and urging state Republicans to stay the course. More violence in Iraq this morning. Insurgents and Iraqi forces clashed earlier today in the capital. American forces also joined in the fray, and Iraqi government announced a long-anticipated package of security laws to help put down a massive insurgency. Wayne Gilman, Air America Radio News.
Do nasal allergies hit you where it hurts most? Your wallet?
Yeah.
Then ask your doctor about Flonase, fluticasone propionate nasal spray, 50 micrograms. Flonase has the lowest average copay of any leading prescription nasal allergy brand in the nation. And now you could save up to $60 a year through the Allergy Rewards Program. Call 1-800-FLONASE or visit Flonase.com to learn more. Only Flonase is approved to treat nasal symptoms from indoor and outdoor allergies, as well as year-round non-allergic nasal symptoms that can feel like allergies. All prescription products are not approved to treat the same symptoms. Only your doctor can decide what treatment option is best for you. For best results, use daily. Maximum relief may take several days and results may vary. Side effects are generally mild and may include headache, nosebleed, or sore throat. See our ad in Fitness Magazine. Call 1-800-FLONASE or ask your doctor or pharmacist about the medicine that's tough on nasal allergies.
Huh?
Easy on your wallet. All it takes is FLONASE. Allergy Rewards Program subject to eligibility.
LendingTree.com presents 2 steps for controlling the home buying process. Step 1. Go to LendingTree.com and get up to 4 great mortgage offers within hours. Step 2. Stay at LendingTree.com and get up to 4 leading real estate agents within hours. So, to choose the mortgage and agent that's right for you, call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com. See website for details and state license disclosures. Equal housing opportunity. Some restrictions may apply.
Hi, this is Al Franken. We're not going to be on the air this week because I'll be at home making love to my beautiful wife.
No, that's not true.
I'll be out of town making love to someone else's wife.
Wait, are we on the air?
Oh, nuts. Anyway, I won't be in this week, so we're running some of our best shows from years past. Wondering what our show was like back in June of 2004? Find out this week on the old Franken Factor. Really, honestly, was it on?
We're back. Good morning. Mark Maron here on Morning Sedition with Mark Riley on Air America Radio.
Hey.
Having a Wednesday. What I meant to say before the break was they called, they characterized John Edwards as a disingenuous, unaccomplished liberal. What does that even mean coming from an administration that is run by a disingenuous Republican religious fanatic?
Yeah, right.
You know, I mean, I can't, one of the bloggers calls Bush chimpy. President Chimpy.
Chimpy?
Yeah, I like that. Chimpy. But speaking about the religious fanatic element or the religious element outside of Boston Archdiocese paying out an $85 million lawsuit because of, you know, one of many pedophile priests. I can't, you know, I was reading this stuff this morning. It baffles me how long this had gone on for and how many priests were involved. I mean, it's baffling. This is like the Catholic Church is literally on the verge of going bankrupt in America. It's unbelievable. And now this Portland story.
Well, yeah, this is the Portland, Oregon Archdiocese. They announced yesterday they are filing for bankruptcy because of the costs from clergy sex abuse lawsuits, specifically around one guy, okay? There was a lawsuit, actually a trial ongoing, against the late Reverend Maurice Grammett. I don't know how you have a trial that involves a guy who died 2 years ago, but he was accused of molesting more than 50 boys in the Portland Archdiocese back in the 1980s. Died 2 years ago. Plaintiffs in the two lawsuits have sought more than $160 million. The Archdiocese has already paid more than $53 million over the last half century to settle more than 130 claims.
This creepy thing about the story, outside of the obvious creepy thing, which is that, you know, priests molest kids, is that in a deposition taken before his death, Grauman said, "I'd say these children abused me. They dive in my lap for sexual excitement." I mean, how twisted and denial written is that? How bizarre could that be after being accused of multiple counts of child abuse, child sexual abuse, and the guy somehow in his brain twisted it sort of like, I'm the victim here. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. What do you want me to do? They sit in my lap trying to get off. I mean, the bankrupting of the Catholic Church, you know how mind-blowing this is? I mean, this was the church. This was it. If this isn't a sign of the apocalypse, I don't know what is if you're of a believing sort.
Well, the Portland Archdiocese is reportedly worth $500 million, $500 million.
I can't even imagine what the Boston one is worth. And I can't even, I mean, just the fact that, you know, they settled this court suit. I mean, the idea of the, it blows my mind that the Catholic Church might go broke in America.
Well, see, what's making a lot of people nervous about the Portland situation,
yeah,
and about any bankruptcy situation, when you go bankrupt, you have to open your books.
Right.
It's part of what you have to do. You know, you have to, you know, you get a bankruptcy judge to declare you bankrupt. You have to expose your assets, your liabilities, that sort of thing. And there are people who are saying that the Catholic Church is very nervous about having that kind of exposure, certainly the Portland Archdiocese, having someone come in and perhaps help to manage their financial affairs. Now, they say in the short term this will not affect church services. It won't affect the operations of the Archdiocese. But how could it not?
Yeah.
You know, how could filing for Chapter 11 not affect, if not your operations, what about your parishioners? What about your congregation?
And this is like old money stuff. I mean, even here in New York, the amount of property the Catholic Church owns and how many investments they have throughout any of their archdioceses is going to blow people's minds. I mean, we don't even know the full scale of it. We've got Brian on the phone from Westchester who has something to say on this. Hello, Brian.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Pretty good.
I'm a practicing Catholic, and I actually think this is a good event in the evolution of handling this whole mess, because I think that the threat of financial disaster for the various archdioceses and dioceses throughout the country and perhaps even outside the country, will finally force the church to stop trying to hide these events and protect its members of the priesthood from really unforgivable in a religious sense, but for actions that they cannot ignore, that they must answer for, and get it out. Get
so
it
you're
out
saying
of
it's,
the organization.
So you're saying that this will purge the system of the bad priests. That was interesting that he conditional forgiveness thing. That, you know, on a civic, you know, and social and law abiding sense, it was unforgivable, certainly. But on the religious sense, I guess he would have to say that everything is forgivable, or else it doesn't really work, doesn't the whole Catholic thing?
Well, they still have an Archbishop's Golf Invitational in September.
Well, I guess there you go. So the good priests can play golf.
Absolutely.
We'll be back in a second with former Edwards advisor David Axelrod. That's John Edwards, if you're wondering, the new vice president candidate.
Get out of debt and get on with your life. Agencies offering Care One credit counseling services can help. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Get out of debt and get on with your life. Call 1-800-676-9541. Been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Learn how to get out of debt and get on with your life. Call for Care One credit counseling services at 1-800-676-9541. In just one call, you can find out how quickly your debt can be paid in full. People who call for Care One services save an average of 30% in payments every month. Some can save up to 57%. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One services are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So if you're ready to get out of debt and get on with your life, call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. Call for Care One credit counseling services at 1-800-676-9541. That's 1-800-676-9541.
Having trouble sleeping? Then listen to the experts. Over 25,000 doctors, chiropractors, and sleep clinics worldwide recommend the biggest breakthrough in better sleep, the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Call now for your free mattress sample at 1-800-611-9977. The Tempur-Pedic mattress works like no conventional mattress can. Its high-tech material contours to your body, relieving the pressure points that make you toss and turn. It erases aches and pains, even for people with back troubles. In fact, 92% of owners surveyed say their Tempur-Pedic bed is far superior to their old innerspring mattress, air, or water bed. Judge for yourself. Call 1-800-611-9977 for a free sample of the Tempur-Pedic mattress material. You'll also get a free Better Sleep video and a 90-day trial offer guarantee. Want to sleep better? Listen to the experts and call Tempur-Pedic now. 1-800-611-9977. That's 1-800-611-9977.
When I started this company, our mission was to be the most useful and most ethical provider in the financial services business.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
When you're dealing with people's money, when you're dealing with their financial dreams, you've got to hold it with the greatest of care.
With industry-leading equity research, trusted investment professionals, and personalized advice, Charles Schwab offers investors a better choice when it comes to low-cost investing.
It's about service, it's about best value, it's about ethics. It's all those things. That's what we're about every day.
Join the more than 3 million investors at Charles Schwab and enjoy lower trading costs plus advice and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local Schwab branch today.
Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co. Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
Past the hour. I'm Mark Maron. Good morning. It's Morning Sedition. I'm here with Mark Riley. You're listening to Air America Radio. A couple of quotes about the new vice presidential candidate, John Edwards. Quote, John is a very good senator and I think will make a very strong vice presidential nominee, and I wish him the best of luck. John Edwards is a man of high character, strong integrity, and will be a very strong vice presidential candidate. You know who said that? Bill Frist.
Oh.
Senate Majority Leader.
Wasn't John Kerry?
No. Nope. Here's another one. John Edwards reveals the strength of his own character and gives the reader a look beyond a political biography into the heart of a good man, obviously from a book jacket.
That's Magic Johnson?
John McCain.
Oh, John McCain?
Yeah, on the book of Back of Four Trials.
That's right, because Sidney Blumenthal said he had a good quote on the back of, this is McCain on the back of Edwards' book, yeah.
Yeah, and now we have a guest who is joining us by phone from Chicago. He is a Democratic consultant, David Axelrod, who was Senator Edwards' media advisor during Edwards' presidential campaign. Good morning, David. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Good really morning. Good. Thanks really for being good. With us.
Yeah, happy to be here.
How long have you known Senator Edwards?
Well, about a year and a half. I worked for him from the spring of last year through the end of his presidential race.
And so how would you characterize him? I mean, a good guy?
Oh, great guy. I mean, I think, you know, he has a lot of great qualities, but the one that I think is the most impressive to me is what a fundamentally decent guy he is. I mean, he's a wonderful guy to be around. He treats everybody around him with real respect and dignity and you know, I mean, from the lowest people on the totem pole to the people on the top.
And, got any good examples and good stories?
Well, you know, every time he leaves a place, no matter how rushed he is, he always makes a point of stopping and chatting with the folks who, you know, serve the food, sweep mm-hmm. the floors. One thing that I think characterizes him is, you know, he talks a lot about the fact that when he was young
yeah.
and growing up in that mill town,
yeah.
that they oftentimes saw the people who worked their butts off on the floor of that mill,
yeah.
mistreated by the folks who ran the company and weren't afforded the respect they deserved.
Right.
And he was raised to believe that every single person deserves respect, and maybe the people who work the hardest, you know, maybe a little bit more, the people who have the greatest challenges a little bit more. And that's the way he lives his life, and it's an impressive thing. A lot of politicians pay lip service to that notion, but for him it's really an abiding faith.
So this is an authentic guy, not a disingenuous guy.
No, not at all. I mean, he's a very present guy. When you have a conversation with him, you know, you always feel like he's being right up front with you. And I think it's one of the reasons why I heard you reading blurbs,
uh-huh.
why he, you know, I think he does command respect and affection across political lines, even among those with whom he's fought. I was amused yesterday that the Republicans released that McCain commercial because he and McCain are actually very, very good friends. They worked together on the Patients' Bill of Rights fight in the Senate.
Uh-huh.
And the other thing, not to take you astray here, Philip,
right.
but
no,
the other thing that kind of amused me was their big line. You know, everybody works off of one set of talking points over there on the Republican side. We've never affected that kind of discipline on our side. But the main point was that Kerry had attacked Edwards during the campaign. And now he was nominating him, and you know, another Kerry flip flop, and so on. And they go up with a spot from John McCain. I don't know if you fellas remember the campaign in 2000 and what happened in South Carolina.
Oh, we were talking about it earlier.
It's just unbelievable. I mean, they just savaged John McCain South Carolina.
Really bad, yeah.
And McCain had some unkind things to say about Bush, and frankly has ever since. So for them to say, well, I can't believe that he'd say that Edwards doesn't have the experience to be president, and now he nominated him. And then they put up a spot from a guy who absolutely loathes George Bush. I mean, but I guess consistency has never been if you can change your rationale about why you waged war, I guess you can change your rationale on other things as well.
Our guest is Democratic consultant David Axelrod. He was Senator John Edwards' media advisor during the senator's presidential campaign. You know, David Axelrod, one of the things that sort of struck me during the course of the presidential primaries was the absolute dedication that John Edwards' people had to their candidate. I mean, everybody, you know, I've covered politics for a little while. Everybody has a certain amount of dedication and certainly loyalty to a candidate. But it seemed as though the people that were supporting John Edwards just, and it wasn't that they slammed anybody else. It was that they just had this total focus on him. What is it about him that engenders that in many instances, some pretty hard-bitten political operatives?
Yeah, well, I consider myself one of them. I think it goes back to the point I made before, which is he was always unfailingly, even in the darkest moments, and fellas, as you might imagine, when you're at 3% in the polls for like 8 months, yeah, there are a lot of dark moments.
Yeah.
Even in the darkest moments, he was always good humored, kind, solicitous of the people around him, whether it was the kid who drove the volunteer driving the van, mm-hmm. or his staff or his consultants. I one of the things that sticks in my mind was a meeting we had in December of last year, and things just weren't going well. He had given up his Senate seat. We weren't really moving. I think largely because people really weren't focused on the race yet, but we weren't really moving. And he called a meeting in Washington, and the meeting happened to fall at the end of a week in which he had done 4 days of campaigning, 18-hour days, and he flew in on a red eye to Washington, had to have emergency dental work done that morning, comes in no sleep from the dentist. His campaign is not in great shape. We're all there, his senior staff. The guy had the right to be a little irascible, and instead he was incredibly positive. He noted that we were not in the position we wanted to be, but he led a very constructive discussion about where we needed to go and what we needed to do to change that. And, he started off by saying, this isn't about recriminations. If we're not doing well, it's because of me. It's not because of anybody else.
Right.
But I want to know what I can do better and what we all can do better. And, I went home, I told my wife, I think I just saw presidential-level grace.
Interesting. You were talking about dark moments. Real quickly, David Axelrod, what kind of media advice would you have for the boys at the newsroom at the New York Post?
I used to work at the Chicago Tribune years ago, and it took them a long time to get over that Dewey beats Truman thing.
Are they over it yet?
Here's what I think they should do. Do what the Tribune does. In about 40 years, you can sell those things for an enormous amount of money. I mean, they're going to be a great souvenir piece for people. So if they can just hang tight through the humiliation, they're going to have themselves quite a museum piece there.
Collector's time. Thanks a lot, Dave. Well, David Axelrod, thank you for joining us.
We appreciate it.
He was the Democratic consultant who was Senator Edwards' media advisor during the campaign. So we got a lot more coming up. We've got what do we got? The War on Brains. We've got Birth of a Nation. We got more of you calling us. We've got all kinds of things, so stay with us on Air America Radio.
Do you ever wonder why you seem to pay more in taxes than rich people with smart accountants? Do you ask yourself, what's wrong with our tax system? Well, here's a reality check. Taxes on wages and salaries are much higher than taxes on income from investments. People who are so rich that they don't have to work pay the federal government only a sliver of their dividends and capital gains. By comparison, working people owe a much larger share of their hard-earned income in taxes. Someone who makes $50,000 from working pays more than 3 times the taxes of someone who makes $50,000 from investments. That is just not fair. At the Century Foundation, we have ideas for fixing the tax system so that working Americans get a fair deal. When we know the facts, we can find real solutions. Get informed. Visit the Century Foundation online at www.centuryfoundation.org. That's www.centuryfoundation.org.
Hello from Athens, Greece, folks. Now, if you're a big sports fan like me, this is the place to be. They've got them all. Take fencing. My sword of choice is always the foil over the saber in F.A. You've got to see it. That's why Connell Lodge and Roadway Inn Hotels have created the Wake Up a Winner sweepstakes. You could win a trip to the big events in Athens. To enter, visit choicehotels.com, or every time you stay at a Connell Lodge and Roadway Inn Hotels this summer, you'll get a game piece with a chance to win hundreds of prizes and discounts off your next stay. Wake Up a Winner. To book, call 800-4-CHOICE or go to choicehotels.com. Well, I'm off to rhythmic gymnastics, where it always comes down to who nails the tightest ribbon snake. Choice Hotel. We'll see you there.
No purchase necessary. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Promotion runs June 7th through August 29th, 2004. For official rules and how to enter without purchase, visit choicehotels.com.
Good afternoon, sir. Is this your first visit to the Museum of Television and Radio?
Unfortunately not. I breezed through here last Thursday, and frankly, I was baffled.
How so?
Well, it's like no museum I've ever been to. None of the great masters are represented.
Well, I can't agree with you there, sir. Hitchcock, Gleason, Cosby, Lucy, Cronkite.
But the whole atmosphere, complete lack of stuffiness. Just ordinary people sitting at private monitors watching television and listening to radio programs.
Yeah, we have over 100,000 programs going back to the early days of broadcasting right up to the present.
But they were enjoying themselves, some laughing out loud, some weeping out loud.
Having a good time.
Precisely. It's a museum. Where are your velvet ropes, your stifled yawns?
It's not that kind of museum.
I should say no.
I'm sorry you didn't have fun.
I did, but I don't go to a museum to have fun.
Where do you go?
Well, from now on, I'm coming here, but that's not the point. You really ought to work on your stuffiness, you know.
You think so?
Yes, you should have thrown me out 5 minutes ago.
The Museum of Television and Radio, with locations in New York and Los Angeles. For more information in New York, call 212-621-6600 or visit us on the web at www.mtr.org.
Yes, Wednesday. Mark Maron here on Morning's Edition with Mark Riley.
Hey.
Air America Radio. Every Wednesday we bring you the latest news from the front lines of the three-year global war being waged by the Bush administration. Here now is our war correspondent, Milt Morton, with today's dispatch from the War on Brains.
Dateline, July 7th, Washington, D.C. Not that other Washington where it rains too much. The War on Brains continues as teachers attending the National Education Association's annual meeting in our beloved capital decry the pathetic state of science education in America today. What happens when you instruct a generation of children in the fundamentals of test-taking rather than actually teaching them anything? Perhaps this interrogative can best be answered by my little friend, Fuzzy, the matriculating sock puppet.
Well, I don't know, the complete breakdown of society as we know it?
Indeed. And how will George W. Bush, ignominious hater of book learning, answer this call to action? Not by decreasing class sizes or hiring more teachers, no. Our brave word warrior turns to his No Child Left Behind law and a fusillade of standardized testing. Bush vowed to test all students in science at least once up through high school by the year 2007. Just in time to see a generation of troglodytes crawl out of their subterranean homes, eat our pets, and call in their votes to last comic standing. Shameful. Degrading. Yes, life will go on, but the self-aware and clear-headed will eat away at themselves, anxiety destroying their innards, thinking about a little thing called the future, while the rest chomp on their corn dogs, suck down another hula cooler, and crown Margaret Cho as their spiritual leader. All is well in their world, I guess, but in the world of Fuzzy, the matriculating sock puppet, a hell is just beginning.
What?
The struggle continues, freedom fighters. Read, write, resist. And that's today's dispatch from the War on Brains.
Thank you very much. That was Milt Morton, of course. Appreciate you being here.
Of course.
Time traveling, Milt Morton.
Ooh.
That's the War on Brains. So what do you got there, Riley? What are you looking at? Are you looking at something pervy?
I'm looking at a different type of War on Brains. Playboy.com, launching the Women of Home Depot, showcasing six of Home Depot's sexiest female employees. Home Depot was down 2 cents, according at least their stock price. They've done this in the past, women of Enron, women of Starbucks. They did a women of Walmart. Walmart objected. It turned out to be their biggest seller.
They do the women of the sweatshops in Malaysia on the Internet every day.
See that?
Hey, look what I got here. I got the birth of a nation.
Uh-oh.
Since the handover of power, we're exploring various issues and opportunities the Iraqis and Americans will face. This is Iraq, birth of a nation, day 10. Leaders of Iraq. Yes, good morning. As a new democracy, you're going to learn to conserve your resources. For instance, the U.S. will release 300 detainees from Abu Ghraib prison next week. But what better resource for a young nation trying to get on its feet than prison labor? Uh-huh. As soon as they're released, I say turn those cons right back around and lock them up again. They're not going to find a job in the private sector anyway. And no jobs lead to fundamentalism, which leads to car bombs. Exactly. You'll never get tourists that way. In prison, these idle hands can be put to work making useful items for the state, like license plates, sandbags, or even new prisons. Plus, it's a perfect source of subjects for risky medical experiments and organ harvesting. Remember, if someone on the outside is willing to do a job for 10 cents, someone on the inside will do it in exchange for having not to deal with Lindy England. Good luck, and God bless. This is Day 10 in Iraq, birth of a nation. Live free or die.
Right. In the next hour of Morning's Edition, standing up to Cheney, the confessions of Tony Blair, the presidential daily briefing, and much, much more here on Air America Radio.
Right now would be a good time to come into Napa Auto Parts, because you can get a Napa 65-month power battery for just $39.99 with exchange. This is the good stuff, manufactured to the highest industry standards. Remember, summer heat is even tougher on your battery than the cold. If your battery isn't getting the job done, get it taken care of now before you hit the road this summer. And at just $39.99, the Napa power battery is definitely the way to go.
While you can't see brilliant colors on the radio, you can use them in your business. That's why the Xerox WorkCenter M24 digital color copier printer is attractive to anyone who listens to the voice of reason. The lease price is a low $189 a month. You get brilliant Xerox color for less than 9 cents a page, plus the Xerox Total Satisfaction Guarantee. To get all the colors you can't see on the radio, do the most reasonable thing.
Call 1-800-ASK-XEROX for business lease details. Additional per copy charge.
You're listening to 1190 WLIV New York, the flagship station of Air America Radio.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning, I'm Wayne Gilman. Look out, Republicans, your own polling shows that Democratic Vice Presidential candidate John Edwards appeals especially strong to moderate women, independents, and Republicans alike. That information may account for the swift and aggressive moves by the Grand Ole Party yesterday, once Democratic Presidential candidate John Kerry made the announcement that Edwards was his guy to hold the second spot on the ticket. Republican National Committee was quick to pour water in the Edwards candidacy, calling him phony and a disingenuous liberal. President's own brother, Florida Governor Jeb Bush, said both Kerry and Edwards were too liberal and would not carry the South. But the Wall Street Journal reports that the Bush-Cheney team may have something to worry about this morning, citing that Edwards is appealing to the nation's middle class, who have been stunned by a stagnant economy in the last 4 years and a poor job market. Edwards, as a trial lawyer, has won the moniker of champion of the middle class this long before his emergence to the U.S. Senate. While the media was focused on the emergence of Senator Edwards as John Kerry's running mate yesterday, Senate narrowly confirmed one of President Bush's nominees to the federal bench. Senate voted 51-46 to put longtime jurist J. Leon Holmes on the federal bench in Arkansas following a fierce debate. Holmes has a record of saying some startling things, like linking abortion to the Holocaust, saying the Bible requires women to be subservient to men, and once writing that in a marriage, the woman is to place herself under the authority of a man. And finally, another Holmes witticism was a statement that rape victims become pregnant as often as it snows in Miami. Those who supported Holmes' appointment in the Senate agreed with President Bush that his personal views would not cloud his ability to be impartial as a judge. Re-election campaign of President Bush yesterday launched a series of television ads featuring longtime Republican rival and Arizona Senator John McCain. The commercial capitalizes on Democratic challenger John Kerry's interest in making McCain his running mate at one time by suggesting in the spot he was Kerry's first choice. McCain in the commercial is heaping praise on Bush in a recent campaign stop in the Northwest. McCain took a lot of heat from Republican conservatives because of his crossover appeal to Democrats and long criticism of Bush. The McCain spot will be used largely in battleground states. Registered Democrats in the state of Pennsylvania outnumber the Republicans by more than 400,000 voters, but one would never know that based on President Bush's popularity in the state. Former presidential candidate Al Gore won Pennsylvania only by 5 percentage points 4 years ago. Because of that, both Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry and the incumbent are spending a lot of time in the Keystone State trying to sniff out the all-important swing vote. Odds are the state largely favors Kerry, but neither candidate wants to leave their support a chance come November. You're listening to Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman.
Welcome to What's on My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Sandwiches? D batteries?
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV jitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely.
Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
If you want to do more with your home improvement project and with your budget, you can. The Home Depot can show you how. If you want to know more and know you're getting the lowest price every day, you can. Others try to get by on just a promise, but the Home Depot comes through time after time. It's how we were built, with a solid history and pure passion for bringing you the lowest possible prices on everything from washers and bolts to washers and dryers. When you buy as much as we do, you can afford to sell for less. That's the power of buying power. Simple stuff, just like our 10% price guarantee. If you ever find a lower price somewhere else, the Home Depot will beat it by 10%. Plus, if you want to get special finance offers that let you buy now and pay later, you can. Just ask an associate for details. If you want to pull it all together and know you're making your dollars and your dreams go farther, you can. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-603-WORD. That's 603-WORD. 1-800-603-WORD.
Listen to Air America Radio whenever and wherever you want. We're available 24/7 on the internet. Just hit our website, www.airamericaradio.com. All you need to do is complete a quick online registration. Once that's done, you're ready to take us live. Air America uses the Real One Player for our streaming. www.airamericaradio.com. Streaming now, live, 24/7. www.airamericaradio.com.
I'm Mark Maron. It's 6 past the hour here on Air America Radio, and this is Morning Sedition.
Here we go. Wednesday. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready?
Ready.
Are you ready for Wednesday?
Silly Wabbit.
Silly Wabbit. Yeah, we got a lot going on. We got the presidential palm pilot, of course, coming up. We got the presidential daily briefing coming up. We got the liberal agenda coming up. We got John Edwards, John Kerry, 2004, coming up in November. Yes.
Yes.
You excited?
I'm excited. I'm ready.
It was fairly enthusiastic. I put my hands in the air, looked over at Riley. He was like, okay, we're doing this.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. That's good, man. They're attacking Edwards. They're attacking him, the GOP.
Well, that's to be expected, though. These guys, that's what they do. They're desperate. They see it slipping all in front of them. Dick Cheney sees having to go back to Halliburton, you know, which is a thoroughly, other than the Iraq contract, a thoroughly discredited company. George W. Bush, as the head of the co-founder of the Carlyle Group, said may end up having to need a job, needs to be on a couple of boards, needs a salary. I mean, they are seeing presidential power, not just ordinary power, not just corporate power, presidential power slipping from their grasp, and John Edwards was their worst nightmare. They were scared of him when he was running for president, for God's sake.
He's bringing all the sex juice. He's bringing the charisma. He's bringing in the, the southern soccer moms. You know what I mean? This is the guy. You know, also, well-connected. You know, you just mentioned the Carlyle Group, and I'm going to spin a little conspiracy here for you.
Uh-oh.
You know, even though, you know, there's some conspiracy guys out there, you know, John Edwards was at the Bilderberg Conference in Italy. What does that mean? I don't know, but he's been initiated, right? That's what I'm saying, right? John Kerry, Skull and Bones, Yale, John Edwards, initiated into the Bilderberg, huh? How clear does it have to be? The die has been cast. It's set. These guys are going to win. They're going to take it. I mean, am I talking out of my arse? The Illuminati, two L's, tall, huh? John and John, O-H-N. How clear does this have to be, you guys? Is it not coming out clear enough? Sorry, I'm getting a little impression of a conspiracy guy.
Oh, no.
I saw some... we're going to talk about the world. We're going to talk about the terror. We're going to talk about... I saw on CNN last night that our guy, Michael Ware, one of my favorite guests, the very excitable Michael Ware. He's the bureau chief for Time Magazine in Baghdad. He's on the... he's covering the insurgency. He's with the insurgents. He's always very juiced up, has some interesting facts about how this war in Iraq has made Iraq a highly volatile terrorist organizational place where they gather and they gain momentum. There's he calls them jihadists, and they gave him a tape that he released to the media of a suicide bomber saying goodbye to his comrades and then getting into a truck and driving across a bridge and blowing himself up. It's being seen as a recruitment film for these jihadists. And I guess it's like be all that you can be once.
Yeah, right. You know, Michael Ware really is in an interesting situation because he has obviously gained the trust of the insurgents. And when you do that, you leave yourself open for being slammed by the other side for being too close. Just ask anybody that's worked for Al Jazeera and had their press credentials pulled.
Right.
So, you know, he's in a very, very tenuous position. And I have to say, the kind of work that he's doing as a journalist is courageous work because it can really come back to haunt you further down the line.
He's pretty skittish already. He looks pretty intense, pretty wild-eyed, but very, you know, full of
focus.
The mission of being this type of journalist. He's like the only guy out there doing it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And just because he got information from them or he took this tape from them, you have to see those things. And they're getting better at film production, these guys. It's kind of scary.
Yeah.
They're actually getting hip to, how to cut and edit, a film in terms of, presenting... propaganda. It's pretty scary stuff.
Well, Michael Ware has stood his ground, and there were questions about whether or not the September 11th Commission was going to stand its ground, and it looks like it's going to. They are standing its ground on the finding that Iraq and al-Qaeda had limited contacts that is directly contradictory to the assertions of our Vice President Dick Cheney.
Of who?
Yes, that's the one who has long maintained that there, not only that there was, more direct links between al-Qaeda and Iraq, but that he had intelligence that the 9/11 Commission did not have access to. The panel now says it has the same information as Cheney. And, of course, they have invited him, if he does have more information, to bring it.
Yeah, and why wouldn't he? If he really did, if he really had something to say, wouldn't it be a service to the American people for the Vice President of the United States to go, you know what, I think it would be a good idea for me to share this so that people know the truth, as opposed to just insinuating on the campaign trail that he knows more than they do?
Well, across the pond over in Great Britain, Prime Minister Tony Blair says all is not sweetness and light between himself and President Bush. The friction apparently centers on two issues. One is the Kyoto Protocol, which the United States, I believe, pulled out of under George W. Bush. And the
Wait, let me get this straight. Our president did a unilateral thing and pulled out of something that the rest of the world was part of?
Yes,
wow,
that's correct.
Bizarre. That's bizarre. Go ahead, sorry.
And then, of course, the detentions at Guantanamo Bay, which Blair has long told Bush, long before the Supreme Court did, that he really needed to change that policy. The whole enemy combatants thing never did play that well in Britain. Blair has also acknowledged to Parliament that the claim that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction could well be an empty one.
I was very, very confident we would find them. I was very confident, even when I spoke to you this time last year, that the Iraq Survey Group would find them, because all the intelligence and the evidence had, that we had, was that these weapons of mass destruction existed. I have to accept that we haven't found them, that we may not find them.
Thank you, Martin Short. He does look like his twin now, you got to admit.
Well, but it's interesting, though, that you know he actually says, that's something you'll never hear our president do. I have to admit that they're not there. He completely insists that, you know, it doesn't matter if they're there or not. This is the amazing spin of the Bush administration. Like, that's not the point now. Yeah. Wait, you mean the point that we went to war for is not the point anymore? Yeah, what that's not important. You mean Osama bin Laden, that's the, yeah, I mean, forget that guy.
Yeah.
Whoa, back up. I mean, what are we there for? To put a democracy in. But what about the weapons of mass destruction? Hey, old news. Let's move on. Dude, you know what I mean? And this intelligence that they're talking about.
There is no intelligence. Let's be clear.
Okay.
There is no intelligence that Dick Cheney has that the September 11th Commission does not have. He was blowing smoke over all of us.
But the fact that they're still blowing smoke is bizarre, and it's weird, and he's doing that thing that George Lakoff, a guest of ours, he's a professor out of Berkeley, wrote a book called The Moral Politics.
Mm-hmm.
That the framing thing, where if you repeat something enough, if you just keep repeating it and stay in that line, like there was a connection, that the people that want to believe that will continue to believe it, and they won't be able to, they won't hear anything else. It's like the same kind of people that will say that, they won't go see Fahrenheit 9/11 because, like, well, that's just a liberal spin.
Propaganda.
Yeah, maybe it has a propaganda element, but there's a lot of facts in there, and it's about time that that type of propaganda was heard in this country.
You know, I once saw this really bad movie about a colony of zombies, and that's how they actually converted people. They just kind of strapped them down and kept repeating, you are a zombie. You are, and like over and over and over, and eventually the people turned into zombies.
Well,
I mean,
the IRS is trying to rule against that because they don't want, Republican stooges, going to some of these more, fanatical Christian outlets pushing the word of Bush on them.
Well, I don't understand.
I'm not talking about all Christians, just
yes.
The fanatical zombie kind.
Well, I don't understand why Christians would allow some of the things. And to their credit, some of the more conservative Christian organizations have questioned, turning over their directories of congregants over to Bush.
Thank God.
Doing some of the other things, holding rallies for the man. And some of it was just ridiculous.
Well, it's a beautiful thing that the Christians that are really Christian are waking up to realize that, any president that assumes the role as a spokesperson for God is crossing a line, is not being very Christian, and is an embarrassment. Evil.
Yeah.
Evil, I might add. But this is not what we're talking about. I didn't mean to digress.
Well, no. It should be part of what we're talking about because I believe, as I believe you believe, that he's going down.
He definitely
is. He's done.
Kerry and Edwards, 2004. We'll talk to you in a minute.
Intelligent people live everywhere. People like you and me, interested in art, film, politics, and culture. So why doesn't Hollywood think so? Hi, I'm Larry Meisterich, founder of Film Movement and producer of films such as Sling Blade and You Can Count on Me. More importantly, I'm a busy father of three who lives in the suburbs. Most quality independent and foreign films don't open in a theater near you, especially if you live outside of New York or Los Angeles. Should you be culturally punished for having a backyard? I create a Film Movement for anyone who wants to see films other than the blockbusters playing at your local multiplex. Each month, subscribers to Film Movement receive a new film to own on DVD by signing up at AirAmericaRadio.com. It's like getting the best of Cannes and Sundance delivered to your door each month. Subscribe to AirAmericaRadio.com and receive one of my favorite films, O.T. Our Town, for free. O.T. Our Town is a documentary about the power of education in America. It is a film that deserves to be seen by everyone. Choose to see films that matter. Subscribe to Film Movement today at AirAmericaRadio.com and help support Air America.
All senior citizens should have Life Alert.
My life was on the line and they saved it. Thank God for Life Alert. I owe my life to it.
Senior citizens can live feeling protected at home rather than facing a retirement institution. Life Alert provides constant monitoring protection, which allows independent living in the comfort of home. For a free brochure, call 1-800-588-3133.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone, I realized that I had to do something, take better care of myself. Life Alert is there when I need them and I feel I can depend on them.
If a senior has an emergency, help is immediately available at the touch of a button, even if the senior can't reach a phone. Life Alert Monitoring Center is on the line and links to local police, fire, and paramedics. For a free brochure that lists all the services and assistance available with Life Alert, call 1-800-588-3133 today. That's 1-800-588-3133. 1-800-588-3133.
Do nasal allergies hit you where it hurts most? Your wallet?
Yeah.
Then ask your doctor about Flonase, fluticasone propionate nasal spray, 50 micrograms. Flonase has the lowest average copay of any leading prescription nasal allergy brand in the nation. And now you could save up to $60 a year through the Allergy Rewards Program. Call 1-800-FLONASE or visit Flonase.com to learn more. Only Flonase is approved to treat nasal symptoms from indoor and outdoor allergies, as well as year-round non-allergic nasal symptoms that can feel like allergies. All prescription products are not approved to treat the same symptoms. Only your doctor can decide what treatment option is best for you. For best results, use daily. Maximum relief may take several days and results may vary. Side effects are generally mild and may include headache, nosebleed, or sore throat. See our ad in Fitness Magazine. Call 1-800-FLONASE or ask your doctor or pharmacist about the medicine that's tough on nasal allergies. Easy on your wallet. All it takes is FLONASE. Allergy rewards program subject to eligibility.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
How are you today,
Address
my friend?
Address the ball.
I'm Mark Maron. This is Mark Riley. This is Morning Sedition on Air America Radio.
Hiya.
Just between me and you, I will be on Conan O'Brien's show this evening.
Really?
You haven't done it in a while.
No, you didn't tell anybody.
I know. They called me yesterday, and they're like, dude, can you, we need you tomorrow, so I'm going to do it.
You're going to do stand-up?
No, I'm going to do sit-down stand-up. I'm going to do panel. I've been on that show a lot.
Okay.
I haven't been on the show in a while. But I'll sit down and talk about some stuff that we talk about here. Maybe, we'll see.
Do you get to pick your own music?
Yeah, I do, actually.
You do?
Yeah.
Cool.
Me and Jimmy Favino, he's a great guy. He always gives me a guitar to hang out with because I like to play guitar and dream.
Excellent.
You know, you can go to the blog, morningsedition.com.
Website!
Yeah, the website, morningsedition.com. Some guy just posted as George W. Bush and, attributed a much more contemplative, poetic intelligence to the president than I would assume possible, but it was a nice riff. Right now it's time for the Presidential Palm Pilot, which I get downloaded to me by remote. Oh.
There you go again.
There's the schedule for today. 8:30 a.m., wake up. It's my birthday. Screw the world. Wait, it's not my birthday anymore. Screw them anyway. 10:55 a.m., meet with North Carolina judicial nominees. Ask if John Edwards has any old DWI violations. Come on, everyone has two or three of those, right? 12:35 p.m., attend fundraiser, Raleigh, North Carolina. Notes, ignore donors hacking coughs. Do not say the words lung or cancer. 4:15 p.m., meet with Michigan judicial nominees. Ask if John Edwards has any old DWI violations. Come on, everyone has two or three of those, right? 5:55 p.m., attend fundraiser, Bloomfield Hills, Michigan. Play up to donors by using the words Jap, WAP, and Kraut to describe foreign auto competitors. 8:35 p.m., arrive back at White House. Wow, who lives here? Oh, yeah! 9:30 p.m., lights out! Ah, whole day traveling the country at taxpayer expense, begging for money. A perfect day. Time for a vacation. There you go. That's our Presidential Palm Pilot. Yeah, so Conan tonight, and we'll see what I can do there.
Now, do you TiVo that?
Sometimes. You know, I'm weird about my appearances on TV. It's taken me years to be able to watch myself on TV. And if I feel good about the TV appearance, like if I go do it at 5:30 today, we tape,
mm-hmm.
If I come home from that, if I don't leave the Conan O'Brien show saying, God, I suck. What's wrong with me? Why can't I just, like, God, I can't believe I've been doing this for 20 years. What am I, stupid? Why am I not funny? What is it? If I'm not doing that, then I'll Teagle it. Like, if I leave Conan and I say, that's okay, maybe I'll Teagle it. But if I walk out of the studio at 30 Rock today and I say, you know what, I feel pretty good about that, then I'll Teagle it and won't watch it.
You know.
If I walk out saying, I am a genius and God blessed gift to comedy, then I will definitely watch it.
So, you know, we've got to talk about John Edwards, but I have to ask you a question later on about the moment that you realized you were going to be a comic for life. There must have been a moment.
You say that like it's a sentence. Yeah, but it is a sentence. It is. Yeah, when I was 11, you know, I realized that.
Wow, that early?
Yeah, I was watching Buddy Hackett on TV. And I'm like, oh, my God, that's a noble profession. Who would think that of Buddy Hackett? Who would ever use the word noble with Buddy Hackett? And then as a kid, you know, I said, yeah, I just listened to George Carlin, Steve Martin, Cheech and Chong. I started listening to Pryor. Me and my brother used to sit in our room with the record player just like, cackling.
Anyway, Red Fox?
I didn't get into Red Fox till later.
See, Red Fox was, when I was a kid, Red Fox's records, and there was another guy named Wild Man Steve. They used to stick, you know, your parents used to stick those albums
you
like in the
yourself
very,
a
very
bit.
Back.
At least you didn't say Pig Meat Markham.
Well, him too.
Yeah, they were called Party Records, right?
Yeah. And some of these people were extremely funny.
Red Fox is one of the funniest guys in the world.
Yeah, he really was.
You know that great story about Red Fox, right?
What?
About it's an old comedian story where they, you know, he's playing Vegas. Right?
Oh,
and he
yeah.
comes out, right? He's like, ladies and gentlemen, Red Fox. And they go into the theme. And there's only five people in the room. Red Fox gets out on stage and goes, five people? I ain't working for five people. They play him on.
That's a Red Fox, yeah, absolutely.
So speaking about charming, charismatic people.
John Edwards.
How about for that?
There's
a
segue.
We can segue right from Red Fox to John Edwards, because that's what America's about.
That's right.
Okay?
Only America could have produced both Red Fox and John Edwards.
First, I want to dissemble. Is that a word? Dissemble?
Disassemble? Sure, disassemble. Deconstruct.
It's not what I mean. Deconstruct. Take it apart. Look, John McCain was not Kerry's first choice. Kerry reaching out to John McCain was a symbolic bipartisan action. It was an attempt for a guy who believes in America to say, look, we should be able to work together. It was an insinuation that he was asking them to asking him to run for vice president. It was a rumor, and it has been denied by both McCain and Kerry.
Oh, yeah, it's been denied by both. And a lot of the whispering about McCain as Kerry's choice came not from Kerry, but from people inside the Democratic Party,
right.
Believe it or not.
Right.
I mean, there were people that were promoting this idea. It was not something that John Kerry formally ever offered to John McCain. Now, that doesn't mean that they're not friends, because McCain has said, look, I am not going to go out and campaign against John Kerry or John Edwards.
And the idea, again, was to work with each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
Republicans and Democrats working together for the benefit of Americans. Imagine that.
Well, you know, the two of them actually worked together to help Bill Clinton normalize relations with Vietnam. So, you know, they've worked together in the past decade.
Kerry and
McCain.
McCain, yeah,
absolutely.
They have a lot of respect for each other.
Yeah. You know, they're both Vietnam vets. They both know, unlike 99.9% of the Bush cabinet, it seems, what it's like to go to war, what it's like to have to fight. And you know, you can't really underestimate what that means, given some of the excesses and the overreaching that this administration has done on Iraq.
I've become fascinated with John Kerry because of this. I read this article in the Los Angeles Times, I believe it was on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, was it Monday? The Monday Times? No, it must have been the Sunday Times in Los Angeles. It was an amazing piece about Kerry in Vietnam. The guy had nads. I mean, the guy was like, you know, he took care of his crew on his boat. Sometimes he stood off a little bit to commanders because he, you know, he was in the field doing, you know, when it got hot, mm-hmm. you know, he was, you know, his crew was his priority. And then after the war, he comes back and, you know, he rethinks it. You know what I mean? He has he thinks over why America was there. He's just a guy that has struggled with his own soul and come out, you know, with integrity and with an authenticity that George Bush could never have. And I just got a new respect for him. And then, like, in the attacks on his patriotism by Republicans and these guys they dig up from Vietnam to slander him after the fact, it's so shameless and disgusting.
To use a GOP phrase, it is utterly unworthy of comment.
Yeah, and then for them to attack Edwards as having no experience, I mean, look who's president. If there's one thing we've learned from George Bush is that anyone can do it.
Yeah, right. Not only that, I mean, here's a guy grew up in a mill town, grew up in North Carolina, did not grow up with a silver spoon in his mouth, worked as the first member of his family to go off to college, and by the way, came out of the Southern experience without a lot of the racial baggage that a lot of other people, like, for example, Strom Thurmond, Jesse Helms, I could sit here and name two dozen Southern politicians who came out of that same or a similar experience. With the kind of racial baggage that Strom Thurmond had, you know, constantly arguing against integration, but yet having a child out of wedlock with a black woman.
And the racial baggage that Karl Rove exploited when they were slandering John McCain.
Yeah.
You know, down south after the, during the primary.
Trying to make the argument. And, you know, there's something so virulently racist about trying to turn a Bangladeshi child into an African-American child because they're both dark-skinned. That is something that, you know, we could spend a whole show just talking about the kind of pathology that leads people to make those.
You were talking about the whisper campaign that was done over the phone.
Yes.
By Republican operatives.
Doing what's called push polling, calling people and saying, well, what do you think about the fact that John McCain fathered an illegitimate child with a black woman? That's the kind of stuff that they do. And that is low. That is despicable. And it shows what a campaign will do. When it's desperate.
And even though, again, not true, but by putting it into their heads, you create a frame that makes them question. And then, you know, depending on how dim and uninformed and willing to take the bait someone is, they will share that information and will stick in their craw, and that'll be the truth to them.
Well, yeah, and remember, too, that Bush went down there to South Carolina, A, went to Bob Jones University, and B, wrapped himself not in the American, as we heard Sidney Blumenthal mention earlier, but in the Confederate flag, which is a red flag for any African-American. I don't care who it is.
Yeah, and certainly, you know, what we're going to see is John Edwards is going to appeal to the real democratic spirit of the South that it once was.
Coming up, your phone calls about the attacks on John Edwards at 866-303-2270 plus Playboys, Women of Home Depot, the Presidential Daily Briefing, and the Liberal Agenda. This is Air America Radio.
At Patagonia, we love the wilder places beyond the end of the road. And we support around-the-world grassroots activists who fight hard to save a local patch of land or stretch of river or shoreline. Patagonia gives 1% of annual sales to small environmental groups. And we make exceptional outdoor clothes. So visit one of our stores in Manhattan, Honolulu, Portland, Freeport, or Santa Cruz. If there isn't a store in your area, click on to Patagonia.com for more information. That's Patagonia.com.
Weeds like dandelion, clover, and hundreds of others can stand between you and a thick green lawn. That's why Bayer Advanced created Triple Action Lawn Fertilizer Plus Weed Control. It does two jobs at once. It kills four times as many types of weeds as the leading brand, while it feeds at every level. The grass, the roots, plus it fortifies the soil for a thicker, deep-down green that lasts longer. Without the weeds, guaranteed. Bayer Advanced. Better thinking, better results. Available at Lowe's and other garden retailers.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. The Justice Department yesterday revealed details of its anthrax investigation into a federal judge. That judge is considering a lawsuit brought by the scientist described as a person of interest in the case. Feds consider the anthrax case as most complex ever. There was no smoking gun and no one was ever charged. President Bush says he's not sure if he will appoint a new chief to the Central Intelligence Agency before the November elections. Michigan Senator Carl Levin told CNN this morning that outgoing director George Tenet may have been a fall guy for not entirely toting the Bush administration's line on terrorism. United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan pressed African leaders to take action to resolve Sudan's Darfur crisis, warning that the continent's conflicts threaten to erase progress made in recent years, and the economy appears to be headed for a banner year despite the springtime spike in energy prices. Wayne Gilman, Air America Radio News.
Do your part to help the economy of Air America Radio. Log on to airamericaradio.com for t-shirts, hats, coffee mugs, tote bags, and more. Just click on our Get the Gear banner and spend, spend, spend!
Do you have an Air America Radio dog shirt?
Yes, we do have a dog shirt, but be careful how you say dog shirt. The FCC is listening.
Air America dog shirts. I really stepped in it now.
Air America Radio gear! Wear the air!
Having trouble sleeping? Then listen to the experts. Over 25,000 doctors, chiropractors, and sleep clinics worldwide recommend the biggest breakthrough in better sleep, the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Call now for your free mattress sample at 1-800-611-9977. The Tempur-Pedic mattress works like no conventional mattress can. Its high-tech material contours to your body, relieving the pressure points that make you toss and turn. It erases aches and pains, even for people with back troubles. In fact, 92% of owners surveyed say their Tempur-Pedic bed is far superior to their old innerspring mattress, air, or water bed. Judge for yourself. Call 1-800-611-9977 for a free sample of the Tempur-Pedic mattress material. You will also get a free better sleep video and a 90-day trial offer guarantee. Want to sleep better? Listen to the experts and call Tempur-Pedic now. 1-800-611-9977. That's 1-800-611-9977.
The Air America phones are ringing off the hook.
I'm a huge fan of AAR. I'm so thankful that you all are offering free speech to Americans. It's sort of like the old days of Radio Free Europe beaming into communism.
Everyone's calling Air America Radio. 866-303-AAR0. Call and let it rip.
The election is coming up real soon, and I think the Democrats, we need to start getting a little more serious.
Air America Radio. We're listening.
Yes, the number is 866-303-2270. I am Mark Maron. That's Mark Riley sitting across from me. You're listening to Morning's Edition on Air America Radio. It's now time for the Presidential Daily Briefing. This is the highly classified top secret document that crosses George W. Bush's desk every morning. Today's PDB from the intelligence community titled, Candidate Gives Democrats Unfair Advantage. Dear Mr. President, it has come to our attention that the new Democratic vice presidential candidate, John Edwards, presents a serious threat to your presidency. He's young, he's good looking, he's from the South. Yes, actually from the South, not like you who moved there and wears the clothes. He doesn't have a history of drugs and alcohol like you, or sexual philandering like Clinton, and can actually communicate with real people. Perhaps most damaging, Edwards presents a stark contrast to Vice President Cheney, who is old, hostile, lives in a cave, and dines on human flesh. Okay, we're kidding about the cave thing. Still, worse, no one can be certain that during a debate, Cheney won't call Edwards a or, you know, one more F word and you can kiss your goodbye. Due to the extraordinary threat this man poses to your presidency, we recommend switching Cheney for Edwards and dousing the population with an airborne toxin, Amnesia Agent 5. This should bump your numbers comfortably into the high 50s. Respectfully, Office of Homeland Security. Everything okay?
Everything's cool.
Got some calls.
Yes,
Ron, listening to WLIB in New York. How are you?
Yeah, hi.
Hey.
I just want to say that there's a preface by saying there's spin and then there's spinning your wheels. Now,
yeah.
I've heard from three different commentators that Edwards doesn't have enough experience.
What is that?
And he has the same amount of experience as the former governor of Texas.
He's actually got more experience because he was just the governor of Texas. I mean, he's had the same years in government that Bush did when he got into office, only he's, you know, in the Senate doing real things. on a you know national level.
Not just signing death warrants
yeah.
like Bush did when
Thanks
he was
Thanks for your call,
Texas.
Ron. Appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, here's a few things that he's done. Edwards co-authored the Patient's Bill of Rights and helped pass it in the Senate. Provisions of his Airport and Seaport Terrorism Prevention Act were signed into law by the president. Introduced the Biological and Chemical Weapons Preparedness Act, major provisions of which were passed by the Senate. Proposed to extend tax exemptions for military personnel in combat zones and provide National Guard families with financial help paying for child care in their hometown. The number is 866-303-2270. Brian, how are you in New Jersey?
Hey, Brian.
How are you doing?
Good,
I love
man.
You guys.
Thanks, buddy.
I just wanted to make the point. I'm really, I think that there's a slight against against Senator Kerry whenever people talk about the charisma of John Edwards. one thing that they forget about with John Kerry
yes.
is there's a reason he's the way he is. The man is a bass player.
Yeah. And, yeah, I know. Yeah, that's a good analogy. You know, he's
well,
like...
Well, he's a bass player. I mean, the bass player, you look at any band, guitars are jumping up and down,
yeah.
the sax is moving back and forth. The bass player sits there and just gently plucks. He never moved a muscle.
Yeah, hey, wait a minute. You never heard steady. Stanley Clark?
All right. There's a few.
Mingus? Oh, no, I'm only kidding. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know.
You have Chili Peppers, but for the most part, you know, you look at any regular band, the bass player sits there and just gently keeps the beat.
Yeah, he keeps it together. He keeps the rhythm. He's the backbone. He's the thread. You're right. The rhythm section is very important. But, you know, on another level, I think that, you know, as I said earlier, that, you know, Kerry's sort of, you know, steadfast disposition, his earnestness, his, you know, his authenticity, and just, you know, his demeanor is different. And I think that, you know, Edwards is going to complement that. I think they'll create some sort of symbiotic, sort of codependent single entity that is going to have just the right mix to, you know, to invigorate the Democratic Party and also bring a certain amount of wisdom to it.
You know, I have a lot of friends, some mm-hmm. of whom you have read about a little bit more.
Yes, I'm reading the book a little bit.
Yeah, well, some of my friends will vote for a candidate primarily based on whether or not they play music or have ever played music.
I think Kerry plays a little guitar.
Yeah.
I play a little guitar, so if you want to vote for me, go ahead. It won't do any good. Actually, I don't want to take votes away, you know, from Kerry and Edwards. So, you know, let's keep it above board there. All right, we got Aram. Aram in Arizona. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. Happy early morning to you.
Thank you very much.
Morning.
To you, too. Earlier morning.
Yeah, tell me. It's 5:30.
Nice.
actually, I haven't gone to sleep yet. Anyway.
Okay. Let's try and keep it together.
What, I got raves in the desert?
Yeah, well, don't worry about it.
What's on your mind, buddy?
Well, I really, truly believe that getting my degree in political science and my master's in political science,
yeah.
so give me a little bit. The Edwards nomination, which I have been screaming on johnkerry.com because I'm a member,
yeah.
for him to take him, this is scaring the living hell out of the Republicans.
Absolutely.
Simply for the very simple reason that this late in a campaign, the incumbent, especially in a time of war,
yes.
should be at least 10 to 15 points ahead. They're neck and neck, and in a lot of polls, Kerry has a 5-point advantage.
Yes, beautiful.
The fact that Edwards is basically should, at least in my humble opinion, and I'm just one ignorant person out in the desert,
yeah.
should go no further north than the Potomac, no further east than the Arkansas-Cato Lake, and just draw his way through the south for the entire campaign to suck the votes away from Bush down there.
Well, okay, well, I mean, we'll pass that on to him. Thanks for calling, Aaron. Yeah,
you know, it's interesting that when he talks about the south, because as you heard Sidney Blumenthal mention earlier, Bush cannot afford to lose a single southern
one state. One state
he's done.
Yeah, Tony in Westchester, how are you, man?
How you doing, Mark?
I'm okay.
All right. I'm a big fan of the show, and I'm very, I'm excited to talk to you guys.
Yeah.
Only problem I see, Mark, in all honesty, between you and Randy Rhodes, is the fact that you tend to call out the Christians on a lot of things.
Yeah.
Which I appreciate. The Christian right gets a little bit crazy. But when it comes to the Zionists in the Pentagon, you kind of dance around that, you and Randy Rhodes. You guys really don't want to address that at all.
Yeah.
You're very quick to say Christian right and Christian this, but when it comes to the Zion Nazis, as I call them in the Pentagon, you don't really want to talk about it.
It's an interesting thing you bring up. You know, because I've often wondered that. You know, there's a huge militia movement and a Christian right militia movement that used to constantly talk about a Zionist-occupied government.
The occupied government. I'm talking about the people in the Pentagon.
I know who you're talking about.
Wait.
I know who you're talking about.
Hold up. Hey, Tony. Israel. Tony.
Yes, sir.
Hold up. Let me stand up and defend my homie over here, because he has used the term Christian Zionists. He has used the term Zionists in describing the cabal of neocons that are in Washington.
Thank you.
Than one occasion. He has done that.
I understand he may have done that, but I think the term Christian, crazy Christian, has been termed a lot. And another thing is that these guys in the Pentagon who started this are pretty much basically behind this war entirely. You can't speak about Israel because Israel has absolutely no moral authority at this point.
Right.
And most of my friends are Jewish, and they'll agree with me on that. And it's not anti-Semitic to say it, as somebody may want to point out, but the truth of the matter is that people really can't bring up Israel right now because they have no moral authority. What do you think of that, Mark?
Thank you, Tony. Thank you for calling. Well, you know, it's difficult for me to talk about Israel because, first of all, you know, it's a loaded subject that I am not completely well-versed in. I certainly can address the fact that there are many Christian evangelicals funding Israel in order to, you know, to bring on the rapture. I know that. I know that much of this war is being fought because there are certain, you know, jihadists who sympathize with the Palestinians. And clearly, on some level, you know, it's a loaded thing that if I don't talk about it enough, it's because I don't feel that I have the moral authority personally, but the education to really, you know, assess, you know, Israel in terms of the political climate. Certainly, I believe that there is a real problem with how, you know, the Palestinians are treated, and I think there's a real problem with how the Palestinians are, you know, treating the Israelis, and it's a loaded situation. I'm sorry, Tony, if I don't address it enough. Maybe, you know, I will educate myself enough to where we can have a guest who will address this more thoroughly. We'll be back in a second on Air America Radio.
When I started this company, our mission was to be the most useful and most ethical provider in the financial services business.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
When you're dealing with people's money, when you're dealing with their financial dreams, you've got to hold it with the greatest of care.
With industry-leading equity research, trusted investment professionals, and personalized advice, Charles Schwab offers investors a better choice when it comes to low-cost investing.
It's about service. It's about best value. It's about ethics. It's all those things. That's what we're about every day.
Join the more than 3 million investors at Charles Schwab and enjoy lower trading costs plus advice and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local Schwab branch today.
Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co., Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
Hello from Athens, Greece, folks. Now, if you're a big sports fan like me, this is the place to be. They've got them all. Take fencing. My sword of choice is always the foil over the saber in F.A. You've got to see it. That's why Econo Lodge and Roadway Inn Hotels have created the Wake Up a Winner sweepstakes. You could win a trip to the big events in Athens. To enter, visit choicehotels.com, or every time you stay at Econo Lodge and Roadway Inn Hotels this summer, you'll get a game piece with a chance to win hundreds of prizes and discounts off your next stay. Wake up a winner. To book, call 800-4-CHOICE or go to choicehotels.com. Well, I'm off to rhythmic gymnastics, where it always comes down to who nails the tightest ribbon snake. Choice Hotels. We'll see you there.
No purchase necessary. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Promotion runs June 7th through August 29th, 2004. For official rules on how to enter without purchase, visit choicehotels.com.
Good afternoon, sir. Is this your first visit to the Museum of Television and Radio?
Unfortunately not. I breezed through here last Thursday, and frankly, I was baffled.
How so?
Well, it's like no museum I've ever been to. None of the great masters are represented.
Well, I can't agree with you there, sir. Hitchcock, Gleason, Cosby, Lucy, Cronkite.
But the whole atmosphere, complete lack of stuffiness. Just ordinary people sitting at private monitors watching television and listening to radio programs.
Yeah, we have over 100,000 programs going back to the early days of broadcasting right up to the present.
But they were enjoying themselves, some laughing out loud, some weeping out loud.
Having a good time.
Precisely. It's a museum. Where are your velvet ropes, your stifled yawns?
It's not that kind of museum.
Well, I should say not.
I'm sorry you didn't have fun.
I did, but I don't go to a museum to have fun.
Where do you go?
Well, from now on, I'm coming here, but that's not the point. You really ought to work on your stuffiness, you know.
You think so?
Yes, you should have thrown me out 5 minutes ago.
The Museum of Television and Radio, with locations in New York and Los Angeles. For more information in New York, call 212-621-6600 or visit us on the web at www.mtr.org.
Good morning. Moving on. Moving in. More calls on the way.
Before we go to calls, though, I got a question for
Can
you.
Can I give the number real quick? 866-303-2270 is the number. Yeah, what do you got?
Who said the following?
Okay.
You've been a great governor. My only problem with you, Governor, is that you've only had four and going into your fifth year of governorship. Frankly, I really believe that you need more experience before you become president of the United States. That's why I'm thinking of you as a vice presidential candidate. Who said that?
It's not Reagan. It's not, I don't know. Who is it?
Orrin Hatch. Senator from Utah.
About?
To George W. Bush, Republican senator from Utah.
About Chimpy?
Yes. About George W. Bush. He said this in 1999.
Oh, that's terrific.
The year before George Bush unilaterally decided to run for president anyway.
Oh, we got to get him out. Kerry and Edwards, 2004. Dang. Skeeter in Vermont, our old buddy.
Hey, what's up, Skeeter?
WTWK. What's up, buddy?
You know, it just makes me want to laugh my butt off when the Republican National Committee issues these statements claiming that that John Edwards has insufficient experience in foreign policy, when for the last 3 years we've had a president that has racked up the worst foreign policy record of any president in modern history of this country. And not only that, but it's clear that the RNC has a memory loss. They seem to have forgotten about Dan Quayle.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Mr. Potato Head.
Thanks for calling, Skeeter.
With an E.
People are pretty upset. He's absolutely right.
Yeah, he's definitely
absolutely right. We got more calls. David in D.C. What's up, David?
Hey, guys.
Hey, man, what's going on?
I don't know. I guess it's more an observation than anything else. I mean, over the last 24 hours, first of all, let me say I'm excited about Kerry and I'm real excited about Edwards, just like everybody else.
Yeah.
But everything that in the last 24 hours all of us liberals were getting excited about Edwards about,
yeah,
all the things were exciting and stuff, well, this is the reason why I thought originally he should get the nomination.
Yeah.
And I personally almost feel like we'd have a better chance if this ticket was the other way around. For the exact reasons why we're all talking about how exciting Edwards is. You know, as a vice presidential candidate, is he going to have a chance to really have that big of an impact? I mean, if he's that great and he's such a great communicator and he's a smart guy and he's going to have a broad appeal, maybe he should have been the top guy. And I'm wondering if we're not going to sit back and end up regretting that he wasn't the top guy.
Well, you know, I don't know. It's easy to speculate about, you know, regret or not regret. But if George Bush is out of office in November, which he will be, and Kerry and Edwards are in, I tend to believe that, you know, Edwards does have a little bit to learn, and I think he's in a good position to learn it. And I think they complement each other very well. I think that he's a very decent politician. I think he'd be a fine president if need be. But I think as a politician, Kerry is much more experienced. He's much more tempered. I think he's wiser. I think he'd make a great president, and that the energy that Edwards brings to the ticket and the thing that made everybody so excited only complements the presidential ticket.
Not only that, when it comes to the power of the vice presidency, there's a two-word answer: Dick Cheney.
Right.
I mean, here's a guy who's gone out as vice president and has done a lot of stuff. You know, people used to think the vice presidents did nothing, absolutely
right,
nothing. And I think starting with Al Gore,
right,
we've seen an ascendancy in the vice president. So they really do end up helping to shape policy. They really do act as the president's right hand.
Yeah, absolutely. So we got Noah in Manhattan.
Hey, guys.
What's up, Noah?
Hey, I'm a New York liberal Jew.
Me too.
I'm the worst enemy of everybody south of the Mason-Dixon line.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, that guy on the phone before, you know, the anti-Zionist, is all a Zionist plot.
Right.
That guy is way off base. First off, he's no friend of mine.
Right.
That's the first thing I got to say. Secondly,
you're not calling from the backseat of that car.
Yeah, right.
Well, secondly, you have to understand that there's one democracy in the Middle East.
Yes.
And that's Israel. And Israel, let's not forget what Israel does for the United States. If nothing else, they act as the largest buffer for America and the United States, anybody else. Even if you just want to say that the rest of the world can direct their anger at Israel and help deflect whatever policies that they have against themselves, then you have to say Israel's a good thing for the United States. To simply say that I'm not a big fan of the neocons.
Yes.
I'm not a big fan of the religious right.
Yes.
I have quite a few friends that are in the religious right.
Right.
And they're going to vote for Bush no matter what.
Right.
I mean, Bush could be holding a dead baby upside down by its umbilical cord, and they're going to be voting for him.
Right. Well, so, I can guarantee if he is, it wasn't aborted. It died on childbirth.
Wow.
I know what you're saying, man. I know what you're saying, and I hear you, and I think that you make a good point. Thanks for your call, Noah. Yeah, That guy was, you know, it's a very difficult subject. I mean, you've been on the radio for years. You know, when you start talking about Israel, there's another call here about Israel. And let's see. Bill, how are you, Bill?
Hey, Bill.
I don't know. Mark, you there?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know. It seems like just people like you and Randy, when I listen to you in the afternoon, when I listen to her in the afternoon,
yeah.
It seems like she's selectively ignorant about it, you know, Israel. Because, I mean, if you just a cursory look at the history, going back to the spring of 19, the massacres in the spring of 1948, like at Deir Yassin, where the Irgun lined the Arab men, women, and children up against the wall and shot them. I mean, it's a country built by immigration, terrorism, and the ethnic cleansing of the people of Palestine. I mean, there's no other way to look at it.
Yeah,
I mean,
but it was also built on the premise of, you know, providing a Jewish homeland for people that were ostracized for, you know, thousands of years. I mean, I understand where you're coming from.
They were already welcome there, though. I mean, but, you know, as people, but not as a nation.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right, thanks for your call, man.
Well, yeah, and see, there is more than one way of looking at it. To be quite honest with you, that's why there's a dispute there that's been there for over a half century.
Look, as an American Jew, you know, it's a difficult place to come from. Because we were taught to believe in Israel, you know, no matter what, growing up. And that money needs to go to Israel. And that, you know, Israel was putting that money into trees and not weapons. And, like, the conflict within me is personal as well as political.
Absolutely.
We'll be back on Air America Radio. Stay on the line.
Recent medical studies have found that users of Zyprexa may be at a higher risk of diabetes. If you have taken Zyprexa and have diabetes or high blood sugar, you may have important legal rights. At the Levin Law Firm, we don't charge a fee or costs unless we make a recovery for you. If you believe that you've been injured by Zyprexa, call our office for a free consultation at 1-800-277-1193. That's 1-800-277-1193. The insurance companies have their lawyers. Let the Levin Law Firm be yours.
Look at this one, Dad. Like new, best offer.
No, honey, that's a private owner. I'd feel better if we went to a Ford dealer for a quality check certified pre-owned Ford.
Certified?
Yep. 115 points of inspection and 6-year, 75,000-mile powertrain limited warranty coverage.
Oh, we can't get that from a private owner.
Or roadside assistance and 3.9% financing.
You're right, Dad. If it's not certified, it's just used.
Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. Take delivery from dealer stock by June 30th, 04. See dealer for warranty details or visit FordCPO.com.
If you're tired of dealing with glasses or contacts but have been concerned about the price of LASIK, now you can get the best of both worlds. That's right. TLC Laser Eye Centers is offering no payments for 12 months. That means you can have exceptional LASIK, TLC's lifetime commitment, and skilled surgeons at a price you can manage from one of the leaders in laser vision correction. More than 500,000 eyes have trusted TLC for the LASIK procedure, including thousands of eye doctors and Tiger Woods.
After 5 years and more than 35 worldwide wins, I'm still as happy as ever with my TLC Laser Eye Centers experience. I'm 20/20 with no contacts.
Yeah, that Tiger Woods. To take advantage of this limited, no-payment-for-12-month offer, call TLC at 800-300-7509. Some restrictions may apply. In fact, call today for all the details. That's 800-300-7509.
What happened to you? You look different.
I had the Diamond Vision Miracle.
The Diamond Vision Miracle? What's that?
Now I can see 20/20 without glasses or contact lenses.
I bet that's a relief.
A relief? It's a huge life change. It's a miracle.
It's time for you to be free of glasses and contact lenses through the miracle of bladeless LASIK from Diamond Vision. Diamond Vision is the number one LASIK practice in the tri-state area with 6 convenient locations. And with customized bladeless LASIK, you can have sharper day and night vision than ever before. In fact, Diamond Vision has performed more custom view bladeless procedures than any other practice in the tri-state area, and they were the first center to teach this state-of-the-art technology. Don't wait to see all that you can see. Schedule your free consultation online at diamondvision.org or call 1-800-984-2020. That's 1-800-984-2020. Also, take advantage of their exclusive 24-month free financing. Call 1-800-984-2020. That's 1-800-984-2020.
What was that miracle again?
The Diamond Vision Miracle.
Call 1-800-984-2020.
I smeared cream cheese on my bagel with my finger because I didn't have a knife.
I saw that.
Man. Isn't that, I don't know what that means. I'm Mark Maron. That's Mark Riley there. This is Morning Sedition. We're going to try and land this craft as smoothly as possible. We had someone on the blog say, but Edward's experience is not executive experience. Well, here. This is from our show to say, but the Texas executive branch is the weakest in terms of its governmental power of all the 50 states. Also, Governor Bush only had to deal with a part-time legislature. He doesn't even have a cumulative 6 years of experience. So put that in your head and smoke it.
Lyndon Johnson and John Kennedy didn't have, well, I don't know about Johnson. Kennedy definitely didn't have executive experience. He was a congressman and then a senator. So what's the problem?
No, exactly. We're just making the case. We've done a lot of case making for Edwards as if he needs to be a case. I mean, he's the guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's carrying Edwards, and it's okay. Debbie in Long Island listening to WLIB. Good morning, Debbie.
Hi, Debbie.
Good morning. One of the things that really galled me was when the RNC put out their statement about Edwards, and they had the absolute unmitigated nerve to call him unaccomplished.
Yes.
Of all things, they've got this guy sitting there in the White House who's been given every single thing he's ever done. And when you talk about executive experience, he had executive experience in how many corporations that he ran into the ground.
Exactly.
Exactly. And then this guy comes from a working-class family. His parents, I heard last night, actually had to take out a loan to get him out of the hospital because they didn't have the money to pay the hospital bill.
Yes.
So they literally had to ransom their baby out of the hospital. You know, he grew up in a working-class environment, went to public schools, became a lawyer, became the most successful trial lawyer, the youngest one ever inducted into the inner circle of advocates.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
How can they call him, of all things, unaccomplished?
Because that's all they got, Debbie. That's all they have. And if that's the worst of it, it'll end soon. You're absolutely right. We've been saying that all morning. This is a guy that's done a lot of stuff already in the Senate. You know, he co-authored the Patients Bill of Rights and helped pass it in the Senate. You know, the provisions of his Airport and Seaport Terrorism Prevention Act were signed into law by the president. And he wrote today's liberal agenda, oddly enough.
Carry to Republicans. Is that all you got?
Exactly. But, Debbie, you know, you're absolutely right, and I certainly appreciate your outrage. Here comes the liberal agenda today. Get your pens, your notebooks, whatever you need. One, since Edwards is running, stop bad-mouthing the South until November. Stay positive, could you? Two, remind people the campaign buttons should say Kerry/Edwards, not John/John. All right? That's John. No. Three, remember Kerry is the new Kennedy. Edwards is the new Clinton. Four, schedule appointment with Edwards' dermatologist. He glows, man. Look at that guy, 51 years old. Looks great. Five, today's phrase, just drop it into conversation. Quote, so Edwards chased a few ambulances. So what? So what? What else he got? End quote. Have a good day. We'll talk to you in the morning. Mark Riley, you want to take us out, my friend?
Coming up on tomorrow's Morning Sedition, he's been George Bush. He's been Ron Burgundy. Now anchorman Will Ferrell will be a guest on Liberal Talk Radio. Will Ferrell on tomorrow's Morning Sedition here on Air America Radio. Have a good one.
My company designs and builds offices for large corporations. After 10 years in business, I can handle just about any construction problem. But paying my bills on time, that's not always so easy.
Introducing the American Express Platinum Business Credit Card. It lets small business owners pay over time. There's no annual fee, plus you enjoy all the savings, services, and tools of Open, the Small Business Network. Apply now. Call 1-800-NOW-OPEN.
Paying over time?